Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Tehran's latest peace proposal gets a cold shoulder in Washington because it does nothing to address the Trump administration's chief concern.
The Trump administration seems unlikely to accept Iran's offer to end the war and its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. The proposal, delivered by Pakistan, calls for the U.S. to lift its blockade on Iran. It also would postpone discussions on the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has appear to rule that out. Rubio says preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon remains a core issue. The offer emerged Monday as Iran's foreign minister visited Russia, which has long been a key backer of Tehran. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Man accused of storming the White House Correspondents Association dinner has been charged with the attempted assassination of a president, among other offenses.
During a court appearance in Washington, D.C., Cole Thomas Allen was charged with attempting to assassinate President Trump at a downtown hotel during Saturday night's dinner. He also was charged with transport of a firearm and ammunition in interstate commerce and with discharging a firearm during a crime of violence. The 31-year-old Allen, who appeared in court wearing a blue jail uniform, did not enter a plea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pump prices continue to climb. AAA's national average for regular, $4.17 a gallon. And prices do vary from state to state. California's average, $5.96. President Trump says prices will tumble once the Iran situation has been ironed out. And OPEC losing one of its highest profile members, the United Arab Emirates, announcing it will leave the oil cartel at month's end. Out of this morning's opening bell on Wall Street, the Dow futures 52 points higher. NASDAQ futures down 390 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steele. Maryland State Police have arrested a Carroll County man for a shooting at an Eldersburg restaurant. 52-year-old Matthew Hanks is facing two counts of first-degree assault and related charges. The shooting happened at around 9:30 Friday night when Hanks allegedly shot two men outside of the restaurant during an altercation. Both victims were taken to hospitals in critical condition. Investigators believe the suspect and victims know each other. Hanks is an employee of the Carroll County Department of Fire and EMS. He is being held without bail ahead of a preliminary hearing on May 21st. And the man convicted in a deadly Harbor East shooting has been sentenced to life in prison. Quante Spinks pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in February for killing Antonio Peoples and wounding the victim's girlfriend in the 700 block of Alice Street in 2024. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. For the past 9 years now, you've been on WCBM helping families plan their next big move with your exclusive programs. And for those planning ahead this year, what's your best advice?
Yeah, Sean, 9 years and thousands of great stories. Our local market is stabilizing, which means home sellers need to be more prepared. With our Fix It to Sell program, home sellers can receive a free market evaluation to determine if repairs are even necessary. We have buyers in our database looking for homes that need work, but if they choose to do repairs, they can let us pay for them up front, and then they simply reimburse us when the home sells. Our Fix It to Sell program provides home sellers with a list of the best repairs that will yield the highest return. Work is performed by licensed contractors at our negotiated pricing to ensure you're getting the best deal.
That is such a great program. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteo.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. As the O's get set for the Astros tonight at 6:35, the slow start of Kyle Bradish being noticed, especially concerning are the walks the right-hander has allowed. 17 in 30 innings this season, works out to 5.1 per 9 innings pitched. It was duly noted by manager Albernaz in Sunday's postgame.
Now, the walks is, for any starting pitcher, it's always what you don't want. You know, you had four of them today behind to a lot of hitters, and it's tough to pitch that way, even with Bradish's stuff.
The Birds' number five starter, Chris Bassett, leads the team with 5.5 walks per 9 innings pitched. With your top five quarterback about to turn 30, your Hall of Fame running back turning 33 the same week, and your premium pass rusher 32 in December, the Ravens' mantra at the NFL draft was now or never. And that was the main motivator in drafting Vavenga Ioane. The player GM Eric DaCosta felt would make the biggest impact in getting the team to the promised land.
We want to be a strong, imposing team. We probably haven't invested as many resources in the offensive line recently. You know, I think other than Tyler Linderbaum, this is a first-round pick we've used in an offensive lineman probably since Ronnie Stanley.
A sidebar, Amar was sacked 36 times a year ago despite missing four games, much of it up the middle. Coming up in 30 minutes, the tale of two Orioles players going in opposite directions. And that is Stein on Sports.
Lorien has six different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
WCBM News Time 9:07. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the mid-60s. Rain should be moving out tonight. After that, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
49 degrees in Westminster, 52 in Easton, and 47 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. As I was just saying on the live, I apologize in advance. I am just a little sleepy today. Oh, my goodness. Hopefully you guys are having a great morning. I also just mentioned, I don't know what's going on the roads. There's a lot of traffic, and people just seem to be confused. I'm wondering, Brian, the producer, do you know, did they change the driving test at all? Because somebody's missing a few steps. I mean, there's a lot of you. I don't know what's going on. And it's not like it's raining or anything. The roads aren't slick. And you guys are still, like, you know, cars, you know, barreling over, you know, into the ravine. I'm like, what is going on out here? Why can't you guys get this together? The same thing yesterday. I posted the video. I told you guys. It's, you know, the four-car pileup. The woman jumps out of the car, leaves her kids in the back seat. They get scared. They jump out of the car, almost get hit by a truck. I'm like, dude, what is going on? I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. Anyways, things could be worse. Somebody could be attempting to assassinate me, so things could be worse. That's had been happening to President Trump, as we talked about it yesterday. Today we're going to talk about the fact that Melania Trump is demanding a change when it comes to Jimmy Kimmel's career. President Trump also weighed in. You guys most likely heard. I know Rob Carson was talking about it. I believe Sean Casey was also talking about it yesterday. Jimmy Kimmel made some really unsettling comments about Melania Trump. And, of course, you know, President Trump as well. You know, some of these things you look at, you know, you're thinking, all right, it's comedy, right? I mean, it is comedy. You know, that's why I didn't really go over it yesterday. But now that it's such a big deal, I honestly didn't think it was going to be this big of a deal. I have to be honest with you. I didn't see it happening. And so now we are going to talk about it just a little bit today. We're also going to talk about the would-be assassin and his official charges. At 10 o'clock, we'll be joined on the line by Senator Johnny Ray Sailing. You know, he's got the Dundalk area. We're going to do the session wrap-up with Senator Sailing. I would love to know more about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Don't forget, he sits on that committee. From what I can tell, and I don't know about you guys, but from what I can tell, nothing is going on down there with the bridge. I don't know. Has anybody been to, what is that restaurant? I love it. Hard Yacht Cafe. Have you been over there lately? Or any of those restaurants? If you could, call in the show and let me know what you've seen, okay? Because, like, you would have a really good view over there. I know there's lots of people in the Dundalk area. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Do you see anything? I don't see anything. And I know Governor Wes Moore told us, oh, you can't really see the progress because it's underwater. You can't see the progress of this bridge because it's underwater. Like the part that we're not really worried about, right? The underwater part. We need the bridge. We need to get over the water. We can't really see anything. I mean, this guy. But if you see any progress, you know, I don't want to keep bad-mouthing it if there is actual progress. I just, from when I go, you know, and I try to see it from the road, you know, I can't see anything. And so for me, it's like, you know, nothing is still going on. Here we are two years later and some change. And the Francis Scott Key Bridge is still sitting in the water. So anyway, Senator Johnny Ray Sailing is going to be on with us at 10 o'clock. I'll ask him more about that. Also, you've got John Myrick and Ed Hale. They're both Republican gubernatorial candidates. They sat down with Gary Collins, and they are now also requesting that Governor Wes Moore release his military records. We're going to get into that conversation as well. Also, remember we were talking about the bus stop fight in Towson last week? Apparently, according to many parents, the school really failed those students involved in that fight. There are parents coming forward saying that the school knew all about these kids and the beef and the fighting in which they've been doing for quite some time. And they're saying that the school did not take any disciplinary action. So at 11 o'clock, we will get into that. Also, they're talking about boosting Baltimore's black home ownership. Now, this is a very funny conversation for me because we've talked about the stats, right? We've talked about the fact that you've got many middle-class black families leaving the Baltimore region because once they get enough money to leave, they head out of town. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I don't blame anybody that leaves the Baltimore region. I do not blame you, right? Right now, I don't blame anybody that leaves Maryland with the way the taxes and the fees and the ridiculous policies. I don't blame you at all. So we're going to talk about that because, you know, they're talking about boosting black home ownership. But in my view, there's a reason why you don't have black home ownership. And it's not that, you know, this whole race thing, which they're trying to push, because they're still trying to push that whole red line narrative in 2026. It's not the whole race thing in my view. I think it's honestly, I think people don't want to be here. Not even black people want to be here. You know, it's gotten that bad. Not even black people want to be in Baltimore. I shouldn't laugh, but it's funny. It is funny. This is a predominantly black city. And even black people are like, you know what? That white flight thing, this sounds like a good idea. It's not so bad after all. I got a little change in my pocket. Yeah, I'm heading south. I think that is what a lot of people are saying. We're going to talk about it, though. The Baltimore Sun had an article. I thought it was pretty good. Pretty well written as well. Also, there was a legal car rally in Columbia, Maryland, which ended apparently in a mass shooting. And nobody really knew that until people started showing up at the hospital. So we'll talk about that as well. I will say, like I said, I am a little exhausted. I should not be, right? It's Tuesday. Like, what could I possibly be doing on a Monday night? Well, my daughter Olivia, 9 years old, she woke up crying at midnight. And of course, you know me, I'm the helicopter mom. So I'm running down the hallway, you know, like a track star. And I'm like, oh my God. And she said she had a tummy ache. And so we sat up and she was, you know, she took some Pepto and we were just sitting up. And she was like, oh, you know, it felt like she couldn't fall back to sleep. And then it's, of course, you don't want to leave her side until she falls asleep. So I'm sure she's pretty tired today, too. So here I am. I'm a full grown adult. I should not be complaining about how tired I am because my 9-year-old probably is very tired and hopefully she's feeling better. She said she was feeling better this morning. She just had a headache. So I guess now I'm just thinking, I hope she's not getting sick, right? I hope she's not getting sick. Well, anyway, so I'm going to push through this because I'm a champ, right? I'm going to push through this. Also, real quick, speaking of pushing through this, I did end up making a comment this morning to Erica Kirk, and I wonder how it's going to go over. Because she posted online that, you know, of course we talked about this. She was very, very traumatized, you know, rightfully so, after her husband, right, one of the most popular people in the world, really, Charlie Kirk, was assassinated. And I said even after that, the way that she kind of jumped into this top spot at Turning Point, you know, my whole concern, it wasn't what, you know, anybody, the naysayers were saying. Some people were being very cruel to her online. But for me, I thought, you know what, she's going to have to take time to grieve. And I think that's normal. I think anybody would do that. But she didn't do that. And so then when we saw her at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, we talked about this yesterday, she was walking out. She had two security guards beside her. They were walking her out, and she was visibly shaking and saying, I just want to go home, right? She looked quite literally traumatized, and I understand it. And so then she makes a post yesterday saying, hey, you know, I'm glad that, you know, nobody was seriously injured. I will be on Charlie Kirk's show, because Charlie Kirk's show is still running, right? I think it's under Salem contract. I'll be on Charlie Kirk's show on Wednesday to talk about it. And I just said, you know what, Erica, I don't think anybody would be mad at you for taking time off. To you know what I mean? To be healthy. I said, you know, the grief, the trauma. You know, I almost wonder, you know, does she feel pressure to be out there front and center? Because Turning Point, I mean, it's a well-oiled machine. They can run that bad boy without her in the CEO position. I posted that this morning in case you saw it, because I feel bad for her. I feel like she feels like there's pressure for her to be this front and center CEO like Charlie was. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't expect that of her. I don't. She's a mother of two. If you think back to what Charlie Kirk used to talk about on his podcast, he talked about how he thinks women should be home. And like one of his main things was like, you know what? If a man is able to take care of his family, you know, and his wife, and she doesn't have to work, she should be home taking care of the kids. And so, you know, for me, I was just like, you know, it's kind of what what Charlie Kirk preached all the time. And so, you know, to see her so traumatized on Saturday, and then to see her post saying, oh, I'll get right back in the saddle on Wednesday, I'm like, dude, if people truly love you, they will understand that you need to take time off. All right? And so anyways, I did post that on her post this morning. And I hope people that are surrounding her, I hope that they really have her well-being, you know, and in their hearts and in their minds. Because I'm starting to think that they don't. And I don't want to think this way, but I'm starting to think that they don't. Because after watching her on Saturday, shaking, visibly shaking, like she was trembling, walking down the hallway to get out of that ballroom, and I'm thinking, this is not normal. This is a woman that needs rest. This is a woman that needs time off. This is a woman that, you know, could possibly need some therapy sessions because of everything she just gone through in the last 7 or 8 months. Ugh, it breaks my heart, honestly. It really does. It breaks my heart. And when you're not right with yourself, ladies, you know this. When things are not right with you, sometimes you can't show up with your true potential for your kids, right? Because you're dealing with what's going on inside. I don't know. Anyways, not to get on that tangent, but I just hope that she has great people surrounding her that understand, you know, the severity of what she's going through right now. And I'm starting to wonder if she does. Anyways, I just wanted to just comment on that because I do. I feel bad for her. And we've seen, you know, like I said, people have been so cruel to her online. And you're just like, wow. I mean, she's a widow. She's got two young kids. It's, you know, when we're thinking about society, we're going to get into the would-be assassin is what I should say. We'll get into, you know, that guy Cole. But it's like, in my view, society has really took a turn. And I really don't like it. And maybe you guys don't feel this way. And maybe you're thinking, okay, Kim, this happens all the time. And maybe you're thinking, Kim, just shut up. You can think that, right? You can think that. But when I see like how people are treating her as a widow, and then I see these, you know, people getting radicalized online, and I just see like even with the fight videos that you ever see online, like people are like egging things on as someone's being beat to death on the ground, and no one's getting, you know, in and breaking fights up. It's like even, you know, when it's women fighting, there's grown men like standing there with their cell phones out recording. You know, thinking, oh, I'm about to get a video that goes viral with these two chicks fighting each other. Like, I don't know, when did we take this turn? When I was growing up, if you had two women fighting, which was very rare, not rare anymore. I see it all the time. Very rare to see two women physically fighting each other. But even if it happened, the boyfriends would step in, the friends, you know, anybody would step in and break it up. Now, it's like, you know, they're like, woof, 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 like, you know, like they're at UFC or something. I don't know what's going on in society, but it's a little scary to me. And again, you know, we're going to get into at 11 o'clock, you know, that whole thing, the fight at the bus stop. Because don't forget, that fight that happened in Towson, Maryland, it was a bunch of females. It was a bunch of girls. The girl was on the ground being stomped almost to death by a bunch of girls. And the guys that were there were recording it. Not one man in the group, not one mature gentleman in the group to stop the fighting. It took people that were passing by in their cars to jump out of the car to stop these girls from stomping this girl on the ground. Scary times is all I'm going to say. Very scary times. All right, all right. When we get back, we are going to talk about Jimmy Kimmel. We're going to talk about the would-be assassin and his charges. Let's see. It looks like we have somebody on the line that wants to talk about the would-be assassin. So maybe we'll get into those charges first, and then we'll get into what Melania Trump and President Trump are now saying about Jimmy Kimmel. Real quick, looking to upgrade your home? Then you've got to visit Town Appliance at Owings Mills. Their showroom is massive, featuring over 70 top brands, everything from basics to high-end technology like Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, and Maytag. You see, whenever I stop in, Mayor and Mayor make the experience wonderful. And I told you already, Mayor and Mayor, they are like comedians at the same time, so you'll enjoy yourself there. They are so knowledgeable, truly happy to help you find exactly what you need. Plus, right now is a great time to buy, as Town Appliance is officially kicking off their Spring Black Friday shopping event. You can also take advantage of their flexible financing options to turn those dream appliances into reality. Now, they are open Sunday through Friday at Owings Mills. Check out their website at townappliance.com for more information.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Hunter lied on a gun application form. Wesley Snipes, convicted 3 counts of tax evasion in 2008 for bilking Uncle Sam on taxes up to $15 million. IRS said he owed taxes. He was later sentenced to 3 years in prison. Remember the guy, Jersey Shore star Mike? Yeah. Anyway, 8-month sentence for skirting $2.3 million in taxes. Not Hunter.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
She traveled this road as a child. All right, so we are going to, don't forget, I've got the results from yesterday's poll question. We'll get into that at 9:35. All right, we'll get into that. And then, of course, we have another poll question for today. I do want to go over some of the charges here. NBC has the story. Tomas Allen has been charged officially. He is the would-be assassin, but luckily Secret Service stepped in and they were able to tackle him and take him down. But go ahead and take a listen to the charges and what's to come.
Tonight, the armed suspect, authorities say, rushed through a security checkpoint outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner and opened fire, is charged with attempting to assassinate President Trump.
The defendant making clear what his intent was.
Cole Thomas Allen appearing in federal court. The DOJ displaying photos of weapons they say he had, including a 12-gauge pump-action shotgun, pistol, and knives. Charging documents say he ran past a magnetometer firing a long gun. A Secret Service officer who was injured returned fire but did not hit Allen, who was then detained in the lobby above the ballroom.
Law enforcement did not fail. They did exactly what they are trained to do.
But amid growing questions about how the president is protected, the White House is saying they'll consider security changes. All of it after that alarming scene Saturday with the dinner just beginning. You could hear the gunshots. Secret Service agents swarming the stage. Vice President Vance rushed out. The president piled on by agents, at first resistant to being hustled off stage.
I wanted to see what was going on. And by that time, we started to realize maybe it was a bad problem.
Mentalist Oz Perlman, set to perform, watched it happen. Speaking to Tom tonight.
It was not like a subtle, like, let's go down slowly, Mr. President. It was them protecting him. And I think that's when the fear really hit me.
Inside the ballroom, mass confusion as attendees ducked under tables. We saw top officials hurried to safety, including the health secretary and the Speaker of the House.
It's still unclear exactly what happened, but it was a very serious security breach.
At this point, it's clear that the president has been evacuated from the ballroom, but not necessarily from the property at large.
This is the third attempt on President Trump's life in just 2 years, after he was shot in Butler, Pennsylvania. Weeks later, another assassination attempt by an armed suspect at the president's golf course.
Why do you think this keeps happening to you?
Well, you know, I've studied assassinations. The people that make the biggest impact, they're the ones that they go after.
Tonight, the White House blaming anti-Trump rhetoric.
The left-wing cult of hatred against the president and all of those who support him and work for him has gotten multiple people hurt and killed, and it almost did so again this weekend.
On Saturday, I asked the president about political violence.
Is that just the cost of doing business to do politics in America anymore?
Yeah, well,
what does that say about our country?
We're not the only country. Good question.
At this point?
Well, probably if I decided to just not do much, you know.
All right, Gary joins us now live from the White House. Gary, the president is talking about holding the dinner again, but in a different capacity. And the White House says maybe without the vice president.
Yeah, Tom, the White House may keep the VP at a separate location for continuity of government reasons if this dinner is rescheduled. There's been no decision made on that. The White House is also arguing that all this shows the need for a large, secure event space right here, the president's ballroom project. Tom?
All right, again, that was NBC. So there you have it. He's been officially charged, Cole Allen. I will get into my comments because obviously we're waiting for the poll results, which we do have today for yesterday's question. And real quick, if you forgot what the question was, did the Secret Service do the best job that they could? And your choices were yes, no, and still unsure. So we'll get into those results in 1 second. Looks like I have a birthday boy on the line. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Yes, good morning. Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
They turned 66 years of age, really. So thank you very much for your well wishes.
Yes.
I just want to say one comment about the Secret Service. I would have voted no in the polls if I could, because I'm going to tell you why. What they should have done is secure the premises, the whole hotel, from the street level, from Connecticut Avenue and the intersection near Florida Avenue to the south. I forgot the name of the street to the north, because I'm from Washington, D.C. originally. And I just vaguely remember the street intersections and all what the hotel borders on and so forth. And they should have also realize that the corporate was staying in a room on the upper floors. What happened if the person had a bomb or something in there? And they could have, remember, the ballroom was on the basement level, I believe. They could have had catastrophe where a room explodes and the whole shredding goes all the way down, bursting into the ballroom ceiling. and so forth. You got to think. It's not just on the horizontal level. It could be the vertical level, or you know what I mean. And I don't know why they didn't secure or go through and check through every single you know what. You got to have brains. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what do you say about that?
Yeah, no, I think you're right, Mark. And I think, you know, like you said, you grew up in D.C. That building is so old. I wonder if that would have just collapsed if that was that situation with a bomb. You're right. I think they're trying to sell us on they did such a fantastic job. We'll talk about that coming up next, Mark. I hope you have a happy birthday. 66 years young.
Thank you very much, and I wish you all shalom. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Have a good one. Yeah, we get back. If you want to weigh in again on the assassination attempt at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Mark kind of brings up some of the questions that I have there. Not just the bomb scenario, but what if there were more than one gunman? Right? I mean, think about it. That one gunman actually got through, and then he was tackled. We'll talk about it.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He currently faces three charges, but U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says that's likely just the start for 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen. Saturday's chaotic encounter at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. resulted in shots being fired. Secretary of State Rubio says preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon remains a core issue for the Trump administration. And that's why it appears the U.S. will reject an Iranian proposal to release its stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. end its blockade of Iranian ports. No mention of Iran's nuclear program. Pomp and circumstance later this morning as British royalty will be welcomed at the White House. And rescuers at the scene of a deadly train wreck in Indonesia. 14 people were killed. On Wall Street, stocks opening mixed this morning. More details, srnnews.com.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com, use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF and do it today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds open a three-game set with the Astros tonight at Camden Yards with a tale of two players going in opposite directions. On the up, Sam Basayo, putting together some impressive at-bats for the Birds. Best line of the day in Basayo belonged to Gunnar Henderson.
He has the stupidest juice I've seen. He can flip a ball, and it seems like he comes 105 off the bat or something like that. No, it's just a matter of time. He's got unbelievably talented.
Basayo now 9-for-17 over his last four games. Two homers, four driven in. On the downside, center fielder Colton Cowser, batting just 200 with 20 Ks in 55 at-bats. President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias was asked if he'd consider sending Cowser down.
I wouldn't say anything like that. I mean, you know, he's frustrated. We know the talent level's there. He's frustrated. You know, right now, he's helping us, and we need him on the team.
The first step in acclimating rookies to life in the NFL begins this Friday for the Ravens when the team invites all of its first-year players to rookie minicamp. Among those will be second-round draft pick Zion Young.
I'm a fan of Baltimore, period. You know what I mean? I'm a fan of the way they play, how fast they play. I'm looking forward to bringing the Super Bowl back to Baltimore. However it takes, whether I got to be the kicker. I'm looking forward to that.
The standout edge rusher from Missouri earned 2025 first-team All-SEC honors after transferring from Michigan State. Also voted the player of the game in the Senior Bowl. Coming up in 30 minutes, the hits keep on coming for the Gilman grad. And that is Stein on Sports.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning mostly cloudy today. Highs still reach the mid-60s, but we do have a chance for a few showers later this afternoon and this evening. After that, partly cloudy and cool tonight. Temperatures drop back into the low 50s. A better chance for rain by Wednesday. We've actually got some steady rain at times, even a few isolated storms, and highs in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down. So while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, happy Tuesday, everybody. We are talking about Cole Tomas Allen. He is the would-be assassin that ran into the White House Correspondents' Dinner with a gun, but he checked into that hotel before that with multiple guns, took the train, apparently, allegedly, is what we're hearing from California, into Washington, D.C., and there are a lot of people wondering, because this is, again, the question of the day yesterday, did the Secret Service do all that they could do? And so I want to go ahead and read you guys the results. 112 of you said no. You believe the Secret Service did not do all that they could do. 92 people said yes, they believe that they did a great job. And 61 people said still not sure as of yet, because that was an option yesterday. Because at that point, I mean, let's be honest, we were still kind of gathering information. We're trying to figure out exactly, you know, where Secret Service was located. So I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Now, Mark, again, happy birthday. He just called in and said that he believed that, you know, if there was a bomb or some kind of explosive used, then people would be saying, no, of course, they did not do all that they could do. I've got a couple text messages to read, but also a caller on the line, Andy in Baltimore. Andy, how do you feel the Secret Service did on Saturday?
I think they did all right. I mean, everybody has a plan until it goes wrong, and you have to have plan B, C, and all that, but I think they did all right. They got the objective done. They got him out safely.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Andy. Do you think that they should have at least checked every hotel guest and did kind of like a background check?
I mean, you could kind of what if all day. At what point do you have to stop? You know, they have metal detectors, and I'm sure you being around the president before, there's not a time that you turn around and there's not a dog team there or something. They got dozens and dozens and dozens of dog teams. So for the birthday boy to say that they didn't do their job, I mean, they probably had agents at each stairwell, and they probably scanned all the rooms above, below, around the corner. You know, they had dog teams everywhere. So to say they didn't, you know, what about a bomb? I'm sure they had that planned out. I'm sure it just wasn't a what if. I'm sure they had it worked out.
Okay, so you were absolutely satisfied with Secret Service and the job that they did.
I mean, you can only vet so many people so far out. You can't go, you know, you can't have 3,000 people in a hotel and expect to get a thorough vetting of every.
You know what?
Physically possible.
Now that you bring it up, Andy, because I've stayed at many hotels that were booked by other people. And I guess that could always be a situation because I've had to go in, it's under a different name. And then I say, okay, yeah, no, I've got one of those rooms in that room block. So you're right. I mean, look, maybe that was almost impossible, you know? Good point.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I think the initial plan, something happened. They executed the plan and he got out safely and everybody got out safely and the person was taken into custody. So, but like I said, you know, and you being around the president, you know, with different events, there's not a time you can't look over your shoulder and find a dog team standing there or scanning something or responding to something. So I think it was a thorough job, and that's what they get paid to do, and they did it.
All right, Andy, thank you so much. Hope you have a great week.
You too. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, I will say the majority yesterday to this question about Secret Service and whether or not they did the best they could do, in case you're just joining us, these are the results. 112 people said no, 92 people said yes, and 61 of you said you're still not sure as of yet. Now, of course, I took the poll as well, and I was with the not sure as of yet. So I was in the minority here. I was with the 61. And that is because, you know, the way that I looked at it, kind of similar to with Mark, I thought, you know, I've been to that Hilton so many different times. But if there were pipe bombs, if there were explosives, you know, yeah, they have the dogs that do sniff those things out. I wonder how far away they had the dogs and how far, you know what I mean? Could it have been something where you could have put explosive on the outside? I think we saw something similar to that of the, remember the Boston Marathon, where they had the pressure cookers and all that stuff, you know? So I don't know, honestly, if that was even something that they could take all these precautions. And like I said to Andy just now, just thinking about it, I've stayed in a hotel or many hotels where they were booked by somebody's assistant. They were booked by, you know, whether it was like a GOP party or something. And then I would go and check in. And then even at that time, if I'm paying for my own room, it was still booked under that person's name. And then I would just give them my card, right? And then they would switch it out. And so, you know, in that instance, you know, my name might populate, right? You might see my name there, but then there's other instances where I've had people say, oh, well, we just want to take care of your room. And so then I'm checking in and I'm checking in under that person's name. And, you know, possibly sometimes, you know, there's been times where people have met me at the hotel and then they check into the room and they hand me the key. And then I'm there, right? And I'm in the room, but it's still under their name. So there's been many scenarios like that. And if that were to happen, you know, in this case, if he booked like third party through Expedia, put somebody else's name there, and then came in, had the you know, the reservation number. There's so many things that could have happened. So many things. And, you know, I think that's why there's so many people still pushing for the whole ballroom idea, because anything could go wrong. Now, I also said, and good, I said this before the break, if there were more than one gunman, I don't know how this would have looked, okay? I don't know, because if you had four more people that were, you know, monsters like this guy Cole Tomas Allen, I don't know if they would have been able to stop absolutely everyone before charging that ballroom. I don't know. I don't know how many Secret Service members were inside the ballroom. We don't really have any of that to go off of, but I will read you. Here's what Carrie Lake, remember Carrie Lake out of Arizona? This is what Carrie Lake posted. She says, started out as a great night, though we noticed security was nearly non-existent. Security of State Marco Rubio hit the red carpet and spoke to the media, as did most members of the cabinet and administration. Carrie Lake says, everyone was eagerly waiting for President Trump's incredible and hilarious address to the White House Correspondents' Dinner crowd, and then all hell broke loose. Carrie Lake does, she says she still wants to hear the president, and she would be happy if they rescheduled the dinner at a later date. Now, I think they're still trying to decide on that one. I don't know. I don't know. Where would they host it? Back at the Hilton? I would think that that would be too risky at this point. I don't know. I also think about the Hilton itself, right? I told you guys, the D.C. and Mardi Gras party is always there. What does this do now for some of those parties and events that are scheduled, you know, years in advance at that particular hotel? Because the Mardi Gras party, I mean, you've got Steve Scalise. You always have, I told you, Drew Brees was there. You always have, there's tons of high-profile people that come in, many of them elected, you know, officials. I think the last time I attended, they had people coming in from, you know, dignitaries in France and all these other. So it was like a huge situation. And so now anybody looking at this, you know, what you saw there on Saturday, some people might say, you know what, I'm not going next year. And you could have that scenario. Now, some people don't want to live in fear. I'm one of those people. But, you know, you never know. Also, I will say, is it Jimmy Fallon? Jimmy Fallon? What is that comedian's name? He's on Fox News. Well, anyways, there was a leaked audio, and he was standing there by the red carpet. I don't know if you guys saw it circulating on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it right now. And he's talking to a gentleman next to him, and they're laughing about the security. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find that clip, and I'm going to send it to Brian, the producer. I know he loves getting clips in the middle of the show. It's like his favorite thing. But I want you guys to kind of hear what he had to say there. While I find it, I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I've got Kurt in Edgewater. Kurt, what do you think? Do you think the Secret Service did a great job on Saturday?
To be honest with you, I'm not real sure. It doesn't sound like it, but I'm not real sure. I didn't see it, and you know, I really hit. Maybe I'm off mark here. Isn't this an example of why they need a ballroom at the White House?
Yeah, that's what everybody is saying. I thought the ballroom was a good idea in general, even beyond the security part of it. But that's what everybody is saying now, and it is going to be privately funded. So I would imagine that they could at least get it done. I know that, you know, you've got courts that are still trying to say that it's a no-go. Because of the historic nature and the structure there at the White House. I would think that would, you know, this entire scenario would push them. I don't know, but I think you're right, Kurt.
My guess is it's probably a good idea because the Democrats are always wrong about everything. I mean, I can't remember the last time they've been right about anything. It's basically the Democrat death cult at this point, and why anybody votes for them is beyond me. It's definitely a mark of stupidity, in my opinion.
Yeah, and not only that, Kurt, I mean, you know, it's a ballroom that many presidents will use, you know, for decades to come, including some Democrats. So it's, you know, it really is for everybody.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you're right.
Unfortunately. Kurt, thank you so much. Hope you have a great week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, so now I did send that clip over to you, Brian. I'll wait for you to get that one, and I'll go over here back to the phone lines. And then I will read the text messages as well. Again, the question of the day yesterday was, did Secret Service do all that they could do? And the majority of you said no. But it was a slim majority, because there were many of you that said yes. You know, you don't think that they could have done any better. I've got Mary in Essex. Hey, Mary.
Hey. I heard a comment actually on TV that I want to repeat to you, because it's about the security, and I think the planning was off. This should have been planned a little better. The only reason I say that is this gentleman said he was in line to get in, and he was right behind Pete Hexett. I think it was RFK Jr. Anyway, there were three cabinet members right in front of him, and he said, if I'd had a gun, I could have taken them all out.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I feel the same way. I think, my gosh, but he's right.
Yeah.
He still could have made the headlines, right?
right. It sounds like they were a little laxed in this scenario. And, you know, for President Trump, for the fact that this is the first time he showed up in so long, would have thought, especially the other attempts on his life, you would have thought that it would have been, you know,
absolutely,
a lot better.
It's just sinful what's going on. It's really ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my thought.
Yeah, so. Well, thank you so much, Mary. I hope you have a great week.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's funny because yesterday in my notes, I said that in my view, and many of you might not agree, but in my view, it almost felt like, you know, they got lucky. And so I guess for me, it's like you hear on the news, they're like, the Secret Service did a great job. Secret Service. And I'm not saying that they didn't do a great job. Of course they did a great job. But was the pre-planning, as Mary just pointed out, was the pre-planning at its best? You know, in the moment, yes, Secret Service did a fantastic job. But preparation does matter. And I don't know, because, of course, I'm not a Secret Service agent. I'm not in law enforcement. I don't know if you could have done any better there. And so that's why yesterday I clicked the still unsure button. Because, you know, because I got to hear from more people that actually do this for a living as well. You know, you had Dan Bongino, in case you guys missed it. Dan Bongino was on with... I think it was Sean Hannity last night. It wasn't Jesse. It was Sean Hannity. And he was talking about this as well. And in his mind, in his view, he thought they did a great job. So, you know, that's a guy that, you know, worked in Secret Service, was just a deputy of the FBI. I do value his word as well. I've got John in Savannah. John, did you want to weigh in?
Oh, yeah. Hey, first of all, I'm sorry if you weren't able to get my phone call yesterday, probably because of time, but I wanted to weigh in on the assassination attempt and the security and how they bungled it.
Okay, yep, go ahead.
Yeah, I hate to be this way, but I think they should
finish the ballroom just for security reasons. And I know people are having these conspiracy theories about how, you know, the assassination was again staged because just so he can finish the ballroom. They also said the same thing about Butler, just because they haven't heard of anything called plastic surgery.
Yeah, I've been seeing, John, that's a great point there. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. I've been seeing that as well. Unfortunately, you know, there are going to be people that say that this was fake and this was staged. I saw Marjorie Taylor Greene even posted something very similar to that. I don't know. Look, you know, there's conspiracy theorists all over the place. Like I said yesterday, you just don't. For journalists and reporters, this is what I'll say about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I said this, you know, again yesterday. They don't want to be the story. They never want to be the story. And so for people to say that this was all fake and, you know, some people were even saying the media was in on it. No, that's not what they want, okay? There were reporters in 6-inch heels running from the Hilton Hotel to the White House for the press conference, okay? Do you think those women wanted those bunions and those cords? I tell you right now, they didn't. They did not, okay? This was not planned. I got Jeff in Baltimore. Jeff, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, thank you so much. You know, all kudos to those folks, the Secret Service and such, who do that. I mean, you got to respond, and they responded as they did. But my first blush, when they showed that video of that the guy running through, you know, that black and white video?
Yeah.
He run right through, and the one, he might have been the Secret Service, the one guy right in the middle was, like, walking around, like, the lobby, like he was just chilling. And then all of a sudden, this guy runs right by him. And just when I look at that, I haven't heard nobody observe this, but it was standing there looking like he was just looking at the ground, maybe smoking a cigarette and chilling. And all of a sudden, this guy runs by him. That kind of that caught my eye. I don't know if anybody's seen that. And then the other thing, how in the world did he get a shot? He five times, and they didn't hit him once. He should not have made it through that experience. And I don't think he planned on it, but. How did he get one shot and shoot the one officer, and five shots and he didn't get touched? This is kind of odd to me.
But. Yeah, no, Jeff. There's, you know what? There's a lot of people saying the same thing as well, because it is. You do think about these things, and I did see that video. You're right, because even people were saying the security, they had their backs to the opening,
yeah.
Where people come into that under the metal detector.
They weren't standing in the ready position like yeah. I work at a hotel. And they want me to stand up in the lobby as a lobby bellman. They want you to stand up and post up. This guy was just kind of like they were just chilling, hanging around like, oh, nothing's going to happen or nothing could happen or we're just waiting for this thing to get going. And
yeah.
All of a sudden this dude comes flying by him. That was
yeah, yeah. No, that was, they were definitely, yeah, they were definitely just chilling in the lobby. Thank
it
you so
much. Like
yeah, thank you, Jeff. Hope you have a great week. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. Also, I'm sure Brian's got that clip. Real quick, spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Now, it's powered by patented collagen and research-backed green lip muscle complex. Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. So just go to res-q.com and use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus and get one free. You can also call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
For the third time, we've had an assassin that has come far too close to killing the president, President Trump.
It is now a pattern. The suspect was a radicalized lefty. You can read his manifesto. You can see his postings online. Yes, of course, thank God, nobody was seriously injured. But there's, you know, you talk about a cat, nine lives. How many more times is this going to happen? And I am sorry, but this cannot go unchallenged. And I'm glad the White House took this on today, because the entire narrative of the mainstream Democrat Party, the mainstream of the legacy media mob, is Gestapo, Nazi, fascist, racist, sexist.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You know, 200 years, that's how long it took America to hit $1 trillion in national debt. Can you believe that? Well, now it's $39 trillion. Interest on that debt alone is $1 trillion a year. I'm not sure how much longer this can go on. Now, that's why I am a buyer of precious metals like gold and silver. The company I count on is Goldco. They're the number one gold and silver company in the country. They have over 8,000 five-star reviews. Plus, they have the best gold and silver offer in the business, hands down. You can reach out to Goldco, do your due diligence. They'll help you with that with their free 2026 gold and silver kit. Learn how to protect your savings from a potential debt crisis. And now you can also get up to 10% back in bonus gold or silver for just getting started. It's only while supplies last. 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, so we're talking about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Cole Allen has been charged, and he's got attempted to assassinate the president. So he will not be getting out of prison once found guilty ever. I would assume that he would end up getting life. Now, I do have that clip, thanks to Brian, the producer, and he did clip out the curse words there. Sorry, Brian. That could have been a tragedy here on WCBM. But Jimmy Fallon, he's a comedian. He was there kind of hosting the red carpet. But Fox 5 DC, they had their cameras and mics rolling. That's how they got this. Take a listen.
I love that they have, like, two random chicks holding the front door open. Like, I'm not even trying anymore. It's just, it's not even, like, I just mean, like, they're not even, like, secret service people. It's like, the girls who work here are holding the door. Even if it was the guys, it wouldn't even make it better. It's like, like, they might as well put a doorstop in. They put up a doorstop and a scarecrow.
And so they were talking about the security. And Jimmy Fallon was pointing out, he was like, it's, you know, they're just these two chicks holding a door. And then he was saying Secret Service at that moment wasn't even at the ballroom entrance. It was the two girls that he saw. So, I mean, it's, yeah, the people that were there are saying that it wasn't at its best. Let's see, I've got Dave in Crownsville. Dave, I got about a minute. You want to weigh in?
Yes, Kim, enjoy your show. I think the Hilton issue was a sequel to Butler. The secret police reacted fine, but they didn't anticipate anything like that. And Robert E. Lee always said, expect the enemy to know what they should know, expect the enemy to do what they should do. Now, Trump has hundreds of security around him all the time, not all the time, but at those incidents, Butler, Hilton, and everything like that, hundreds of securities, and on three occasions, an amateur almost got him. Now, yeah. Just think if it was organized and professionals got involved in it.
Great point there, Dave. You're so right. Hope you have a great week. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation, and we'll get into the question of the day and Jimmy Kimmel and Senator Saleh as well.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. He currently faces three charges, but U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro says that's likely just the start for 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen.
This was an attempted assassination of the President of the United States, with the defendant making clear what his intent was. And that intent was to bring down as many of the high-ranking cabinet officials as he could.
Saturday's chaotic encounter at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. resulted in shots being fired. Allen is charged with attempting to assassinate a president, transporting a firearm across state lines, and discharge of a firearm during a violent crime. An officer who was wearing a bullet-resistant vest was shot in the vest. He is recovering. Secretary of State Rubio says preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon remains a core issue for the Trump administration. That's why it appears the U.S. will reject an Iranian proposal to release its stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz if the U.S. ends its blockade of Iranian ports, says nothing about Iran's nuclear ambitions. Pomp and circumstance later this morning. British royalty, welcome to the White House.
King Charles III and Queen Camilla are being treated to a formal, elaborate South Lawn arrival ceremony with thousands of people in attendance to welcome them. The traditional military arrival will feature a 21-gun cannon salute and inspection of troops. President Trump and the King will then meet in the Oval Office. The royal visit comes amid strained relations between the President and Britain's Prime Minister over trade, NATO, and the Iran war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One of OPEC's key members is exiting the cartel. The United Arab Emirates says it will leave OPEC at month's end. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is trading 36 points higher, while the NASDAQ is down close to 200 points. More on these stories. Town Hall. com.
You're not just overweight, you're in survival mode. No pill or crash diet is going to fix that. They don't address why your body is storing fat. At PhD Weight Loss, they treat unwanted weight as a symptom, a signal that your metabolism, hormones, and stress response need attention. Fix that, and the weight comes off naturally. Call PhD Weight Loss, mention Mike G, you'll get 2 weeks free, and they'll pay for your food. Call 864-644-1900, 864-644-1900, mention Mike G, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Bel Air man charged with negligent vehicular manslaughter in a September crash is asking for a change of venue in his trial. The crash on 543 killed 16-year-old C. Milton Wright High School student Blake Elliott and seriously injured 17-year-old Zach Griffin. Attorneys for John Guida Jr. cited inflammatory, prejudicial, and false reports on the news and social media, and asking that the trial be moved out of Harford County because the jury pool has been tainted. Guida's trial is scheduled to begin June 23rd. And Kwesi Mfume has announced federal funding for the Second Chance Baltimore Citizens Project. The $500,000 federal grant will allow the National Center on Institutions and Alternatives to provide job training, wraparound services, employment counseling, and retention support for 50 formerly incarcerated people. The eligible participants will be able to receive training in their choice of careers, including auto mechanics and HVAC services. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Fan base starting to show some concern related to two Orioles stars, Trevor Rogers and Gunnar Henderson. Rogers' performance has declined with an ERA of 9.53 over his past three starts. The left-hander was asked, how hard is it to avoid the temptation of going back to the drawing board and starting from scratch?
It's really hard. Frenchie and I had a really good discussion after my bullpen in Kansas City, and I probably did too much as far as throwing too many pitches outside of my usual comfort zone. And
meanwhile, Gunnar struggling at the plate.
I like to take some of the responsibility. I hadn't really been getting on base for the guys behind me.
The 24-year-old striking out at a 31% rate. It was a career-best 21% a year ago. Meanwhile, MLB action last night. The hits keep coming for the Gilman grad.
High drive, deep right field. It is very gone. What a blast to right field for Gavin Sheets. Holy Sheets!
Holy Sheets is right. The great Don Orsillo had the call on Padres TV. Sheets, the son of Larry, Gilman class of 14, his fourth of the year, second in four games, helping the Padres to a 9-7 win over the Cubs. Another great story among the Ravens draft haul is that of third-round pick Jacoby Lane, wide receiver out of USC, coached by Raven great Todd Heap in high school.
Todd is tenfold the best human being ever. Really be around, and I think just being around him in high school kind of showed me the ropes on how to carry myself and not only on the field but off the field.
Later, when asked at his press conference, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta picked up the story.
I wasn't aware of the relationship initially, and when Jacoby told me and he said, let me get him on the phone, well, I was a little skeptical that Todd might pick up. But I thought it was like a good litmus test. And he picked up right away. And they started talking, and he said, guess where I am? Todd said, I'm ironically at the airport coming to Baltimore.
18 career touchdowns in three seasons for Lane. A red zone threat lauded as a 6'4 athletic mismatch. Coming up in 30 minutes, what led the Ravens to Vavenga Ioane? And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
WCBM News Time, 10:07. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, highs reach the mid-60s. Rain should be moving out tonight. After that, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
51 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 52 in Pikesville, and 50 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Of course, we were talking about the would-be assassin. As you might have heard there during the commercial break, Judge Jeanine Pirro, she said the charges are going to keep coming. So we'll keep watching. Right now, he is being charged with the attempted assassination of the president. And as I mentioned before, I think that carries a life sentence. So regardless, I don't think this guy is ever getting out. Of course, you guys were weighing in because yesterday, the big question of the day, do you think that Secret Service did all that they could do? The most of you said no, but it's a slim majority on that one because many of you said yes. And then there were just a few that said, oh, not so sure. You got to see more evidence. And I was in that bucket. Real quick before we move on here, and of course we got our guests on the line as well, I did want to just fill you in on today's question of the day, just so you can go ahead and make sure that you take part in that poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And it's a very simple question. Should Jimmy Kimmel be canceled? Your options are yes or no, it's comedy. Okay. And so, again, we'll get those results yesterday. We'll talk about it then. I know many of you were texting in about what was going on with Secret Service and how you believe they did in that moment. And we get back from break. We are going to take a look at those text messages. But while we have him on the line, he's a very busy guy here, Senator Johnny Ray Sailing, he serves in our General Assembly and one of the Republicans that fights very hard for us every session. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Senator, before we get into what happened in Annapolis, I just wanted to get your initial reaction to what you saw Saturday with the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I know that the first time I ever met Trump was with you. You had him at the Dundalk Diner. And it's funny because we just had Pat McDonough. I know he was trying to call in and comment on the last segment there. Good morning, Pat and Val. But you know, we were there at the Dundalk Diner. Obviously, even at that time, there were many people that you could tell just were unhappy with Trump, you know, as far as the media and the press that were in the room, right? They just wanted him to fail. And so here we are, third attempt on his life. And you still have people in the media that are kind of blaming Trump for all that we're seeing. What was your initial reaction on Saturday?
To me, it's a constant heartbreaking thing of the disrespect of their presidency and the position that he's in, the most powerful position in the world, and constantly being attacked more than anything because he's the President Donald J. Trump. But the decisions that he continues to make for our country, and the best instruments that is, that he has for our country. He does nothing but sacrifice. And as we most of us know, Kim, he doesn't have to do this job. He didn't have to go and be the president of the United States, but he did it for one reason, the love of the country. And so the media and the left and the extreme left are just nothing but constantly attacking this poor man and his family, which is not, there's no reason for it. But, I mean, and I pray for him every day. But it's just a constant ongoing attack because he is Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're speaking to Senator Johnny Ray Sailing this morning. And, yeah, it was sad to see. And, unfortunately, when people are asked, will we see something like this again? It's unfortunate. But I feel as though that there's people out there that will stop at nothing. And I'm glad that President Trump is fine and all right, and obviously very blessed. But I just hope they do beef up security around him. And Senator Sailing, I wanted to ask you about the session, of course. You had 90 days in Annapolis, and every 90 days there's lots of surprises. And first and foremost, how do you feel the session went? And do you think that the taxpayers were winners at all?
Not at all. when you think about the important things that are affecting not just our state but our nation, is the two things that I think was not taken care of or emphasized. Affordability, which is something that people are concerned. We have more people than anybody in this state, that's in my district, as you know, Kim, that are middle or low class, lower class people that are labeled, and they're hardworking people. They're hardworking people that are janitors, that are construction workers, that are laborers, that are getting by week by week, are working as one time, two or three jobs at one time, as I did. I had to work hard before I became a senator. And so there's people that are just trying to get by. And the perfect example also is our electric bills for BG&E. And everybody's having a tough time just trying to get by paying their bills. And we all are. I don't care who you are. It's in our businesses. So we did not take care of anybody, business or our constituents, because affordability and energy problems that we had in our nation, we didn't answer the call for our constituents. But there's many other things, as you know, that we didn't answer the call of making things better and easier for our seniors, for single moms or dads, or for people that are just trying to get by.
Yeah, and Senator Staley, I know we spoke last week, you and I, about the blue-collar workers, because you are very concerned. You know, the calls that I get the most here, Senator, you know, has to be about the fees, right? The taxes and fees, vehicle registration, you name it. And then to see that nothing really changed here this session. And, of course, Republicans, you guys fought hard to do so. But what we saw really, Senator, is a focus on illegal immigration.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure people in your district saw the same thing. I know that your district is dealing with the illegal immigrant population as well. What was the overall consensus from some of the people that you talked to?
Well, because when you see the bills that they pushed through that we fought against that were unconstitutional, because when you see the fact that the state government cannot supersede the federal government in any way, and they're trying to do that. They're trying to make illegal immigrants a priority over American citizens, which that's the issue federally and statewide. They want to make this a sanctuary state where criminals can get away with anything, and including crimes under against innocent people and innocent Americans, because they're, first of all, they went across the border. That's a crime. They're criminals coming across here and making and doing more crimes. And they're telling our sheriffs, our police officers, and people that are all a part of public safety, they're saying that they can't do their job. And that is an issue, and it should be an issue with every red-blooded, tax-paying citizen in our country, let alone our state.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and that was the glaring piece of it, Senator. Again, we're speaking to Senator Johnny Ray Sailing. Senator, you know, we saw the ban on 287G, the Community Trust Act that was pushed through last minute. That was a bill that many of us thought was, you know, dead on arrival. And here it was pushed through last minute. You also had a situation in the House where there was a lot of back and forth with the new speaker and many of the Republicans. I wanted to ask you, in the Senate, you know, do you feel that there's more camaraderie between Republicans and Democrats? Because at least in the Senate, I feel like there's a little more common sense there. Is that the case?
I believe you're right. One thing that we do as two different parties, and you know, the supermajority is the Democrat Party in the state of Maryland. They have the Board of Public Works. They have the governorship. So they have every position in leadership of the president and the Speaker of the House. But in the Senate, we prepare ourselves as Republican senators with amendments on the floor. We get together every Tuesday before we get on the Senate floor, and we see the bad bills that are coming out of the committee. So we prepare ourselves with amendments. And we had a couple opportunities, and we were able to be successful of just telling the Senate president, we have 20 amendments. We're going to go at you with these type of bills. We're going to make sure that you will be on the Senate floor for hours. When he found those things out, they didn't even bring some of those bills out. Matter of fact, they died. So we make a statement, and then we continue to do the same thing with other bills in immigration or energy that we believe was not a benefit for anybody, and we fight them when we fight them. And at times in the Senate, we are successful.
Yeah, no, I think that is noticeable. You know, it just seems like there's more common sense there. Senator, I do want to ask you, because I know you're, you know, on the front lines on this. Many people are still noticing that the governor, you know, lately, he doesn't really talk even about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Nope. He mentions this one talking point that it's the largest rebuild in the country. And, you know, that might be the case. It might be the largest rebuild in the country, but he says that it's the fastest. It might be just the largest in general. I wanted to ask you, have you seen any movement on this bridge? He told us everything's happening underwater and we just can't see it yet. You know, where are we on that process? Do you know?
We are on a slow process. And I think most people know that. My biggest concern, and it's been a concern for the longest time now, even ever since the tragedy happened, is that when they, in a good time, they were able to clear everything out, because we have the deepest port and the deep port on the East Coast to work and continue to work at the Port of Baltimore. And so, but my problem was, when that did happen and we moved everything out of the way for our ships to come in and out, they still were lackadaisical. They wasted more than a year to do nothing. And that was my issue, that for the longest time, we were waiting for bids that we would have contractors and subcontractors and building materials to be on bid right after that, instead of waiting for a year where costs go up and labor goes up. Nothing happened between that time. I had a lot of questions about that. I talked with the administration. It's troubling to me and everyone else that how much a bridge that being repaired could go from $2.1 billion with a B to over $5 billion with a B. And the time frame is from the 2028 to 2030. And our businesses are hurting right now. I have restaurants from the diner where I'm at right now, sitting at the diner, and Costa's Inn and other places that are concerned, because their businesses has dropped more than 50%. So that's a major loss for our small businesses and restaurants. And those things are happening right now. So there's no one that really are answering the call still for our businesses and our people out here that are having a tough time, and their travel. It costs more to travel now. So it is very troubling.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Senator. And I wonder, because like you said, the price tag on this went up. Do you know if the Trump administration is willing to write that kind of check?
The question, that's still the question right now. Our question is, can they? Will they? And I've been told more than once that they will pay for this, but I believe at the same time, there will be more costs locally. So statewide, I think we'll be more responsible for that. And at least it's going to be more than 10 or more percent that the state of Maryland would have to pay for some of this.
Wow. Yeah, Senator, it's really concerning. You know, I go back and forth to D.C. I know you drive all over the place. You know,
yeah.
The commute time has pretty much doubled at this point.
Yep.
And it is very difficult. You got people leaving work earlier to go, whether it's picking up the kids or whatever they need to get done. And so they're clocking out even earlier, right? So you got some people making less money because they've got to leave, earlier to get there. And Senator Staley, before you go, I do want to ask you if you have any events coming up, and then also how people can follow you and donate to you. Obviously, you're out of session right now, so now's the time to fundraise. And then also, you know, just real quick, you know, coming out of this session, which bill were you most excited about? Let's leave with some good news.
Sure. Well, I have two bills that will be signed today in law. I have a bill for our veterans, or veterans bill for helicopter operators that were in the military and are now still continue to ride the helicopters. So we passed a bill to help them for their taxes, and they can literally be able to use a benefit for themselves to minimize the burden that they served our country. So their taxes will be cut back by percentage, and each year it'll go down even more. So that veteran bill will be signed. I have a business-friendly bill for those that worked in hospitals and worked in other places in hospital, above the positions that is in hospitals, and have lost their job, where we have a opportunity for apprenticeships. So a lot of people that only went to school to say for a nurse, and they don't have any of the skills. We're going to make sure that they have something to fall back on. So we're going to help them an apprenticeship skill job that they can have something to fall back on. So these are two bills that successfully were able to be passed in the Senate and the House. And so entrepreneurship is a big thing, but at the same time, apprenticeships are a big thing as well. So we're helping people for apprenticeships, and we're helping also our veterans. And just to let you know, I do have a fundraiser coming up, and one of my favorite places is Costa's Inn. It's going to be May the 15th from 8:30 to 10:30. It's a brunch. We have a lot of good people coming out. They're going to be there, and we have a couple special speakers. We have one of the my friend's governor that's running for governor, Ed Hale. He's going to be there, and a couple other speakers as well. So we have some great and successful things that are coming about. Please check out my Facebook. I have a lot of things going on as well there. So thank you.
All right, Senator, thank you so much for checking in on us, and we'll check in with you sometime soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless. We'll talk about that interview when we get back. If you want to weigh in, of course you can. Real quick, I recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. For the first conversation to the final walkthrough, you've got Shauna and Steven, the owners, now being almost 2 years, that have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Munson's, love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989. And I do too. Now, their motto is still the same, so you're still getting that great service. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. All right? You can call AES Builders at 410-574-4400. You can also visit them online at aeshome.us.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday, a Democrat No Kings protester who gave money to Kamala Harris repeating the words of Democrats like Tammy Raskin and Ted Lieu.
Oh, yeah? Well, right?
In his manifesto before attempting to shoot up the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and MSNBC can't figure out what it was all about. I know!
Maybe there is no intelligent life out there in the universe after all.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Again, thank you, Senator Johnny Ray Sailing, for joining us and giving us that session wrap-up. As you heard there, he's doing a lot for veterans. And then also follow him on Facebook. And he's got his event coming up. I believe he said May 15th at Costas. And he always has great events. And you know the food is good. Okay. You already know. I've been to many of his events. This event, I think it's on a Friday. And so I will be here working because he does the breakfast brunch. But it's always packed house. And, to hear that Ed Hale is there. I know many of you have been wanting to ask him questions personally. So on May 15th with Johnny Ray Sailing, our senator there in Dundalk, sounds like a good opportunity if you want to go. Grab yourself a ticket. They're not expensive. Grab yourself a ticket, and then you can go and see Johnny Ray, support him, and also, speak to Ed Hale Sr. and, find out more about him as well. He did talk a little bit about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. See, that was always my concern. I'm glad that he was able to answer that. Now that the price has gone up, according to Governor Westmore and Democrats, and they're talking about it being, over $5 billion, right? The initial price that we got was what? Was it 2.4, 2.8, something like that? And then it just skyrocketed. I felt like nobody ever agreed to even pay that, right? The experts come out, they give you this number, in the twos, and then all of a sudden it's like, then they come back out and they're like, oh, wait a minute, no, it's going to be close to $6 billion. Like, nobody agreed to that. No one said whether or not we, you know, the Trump administration and this, you know, and Trump himself, if, and whether or not they said, okay, yeah, we'll go ahead and pay it if it's going to be that much. I haven't heard where anybody has said that. And you heard the senator, he was saying, yeah, I mean, you still don't have a definite yes on that. And if that's the case, is that going to be the excuse to not get this bridge up and finished in a timely manner? Because that's where I think this is heading. I, you know, I'm going to get your thoughts on this, I'm sure. Right now, I do have a caller on the line. I've got Brian in Dundalk. Hey, Brian, you're right there in Dundalk. Do you think the bridge, is there any progress going on over there?
No, not at all. And as a user of the bridge is frequently, it's very disheartening. But what I called about was I've done a little research because I travel down to Virginia quite often. I have property there. And I use Route 301, and they built the new bridge across the Potomac River in under 2 years.
Yeah.
The planning stage took a year, and the actual construction took under 2 years before the first car went over it. And this opened in 2022, and in 2022, the final cost was $439 million.
Yeah.
This billion-dollar stuff is just getting way, way out of hand, and the timeline is just ridiculous. So
that's a great point, Brian. You know, I'm from Accokeek, so yeah, I know. And it is, it's a good point, because, and I, like I said earlier, Brian, I don't know if anybody's agreeing to even pay for this thing. And it doesn't look like it, and I haven't heard anything. So maybe they'll reach out to the transportation secretary and find out more. But great point there, Brian. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, one more quick point.
Yep.
I pull a camper, and now, because I can't pull my camper through the tunnels, I have, when I want to go south, I have to go all the way around the Beltway, 100% all the way around the Beltway.
Around 695? Oh.
Yep.
Terrible.
It's just horrendous. And then, you know, while they had the construction and demolition crews there removing debris, they should have started to tear that bridge down right then and there when the assets were on site. So.
Yeah, yeah. Right, great points.
All right, great
thank you.
To you.
You too. Thank you so much. Look at that. He's pulling a camper. He's going to go all the way around 695. That's like hell every day. More we get back.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The United Arab Emirates has announced it's leaving OPEC effective May 1st, strips the oil cartel of one of its largest producers, and further weakens its leverage over global oil supplies and prices. The 31-year-old California man accused in the attack outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. last weekend is facing three charges. Now, the U.S. Attorney for D.C., Jeanine Pirro, says Cole Thomas Allen could face additional charges. Britain's King Charles has a full schedule in Washington today, following a grand White House arrival ceremony and Oval Office talks with President Trump. Watching Wall Street, stocks are still mixed. The Dow is up 23 points, while the Nasdaq is down 171 points, and the S&P is 30 points in the red. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, Maryland and Lower Pennsylvania's real estate expert. Welcome back, and wow, Vinny, we're celebrating 9 incredible years together on WCBM, helping local families with their real estate dreams.
Yeah, Sean, it's been a huge honor. 9 years right here, 23 years total, helping thousands of families sell fast and for top dollar. The key to our success is that I understand every seller situation is different. My guarantees and programs give sellers options, including multiple cash offers, 100% of market value, or my trusted guaranteed sale program where I'll sell your home or I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame you agree to. Or maybe you need to sell and stay for up to 12 months. With my 12,000 plus buyers in waiting, your home may already be sold.
9 years of guarantees on WCBM. Just a phone call or text will get you started. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. VinnyStio.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
As the O's get set for the Astros tonight at 6:35, the slow start of Kyle Bradish being noticed, especially concerning are the walks the right-hander has allowed. 17 in 30 innings this season, works out to 5.1 per 9 innings pitched. It was duly noted by manager Albernaz in Sunday's postgame.
Now, the walks is, for any starting pitcher, it's always what you don't want. You know, you had four of them today behind
to a lot of hitters, and it's tough to pitch that way, even with Bradish's stuff.
The Brewers' number five starter, Chris Bassitt, leads the team with 5.5 walks per nine innings pitched. With your top five quarterback about to turn 30, your Hall of Fame running back turning 33 the same week, and your premium pass rusher 32 in December, the Ravens' mantra at the NFL draft was now or never. And that was the main motivator in drafting Vavenga Ioane, the player GM Eric DaCosta felt would make the biggest impact in getting the team to the promised land.
We want to be a strong, imposing team. We probably haven't invested as many resources in the offensive line recently. Yeah, I think other than Tyler Linderbaum, this is a first-round pick we've used in an offensive lineman probably since Ronnie Stanley.
A sidebar, Amar was sacked 36 times a year ago, despite missing four games, much of it up the middle. Coming up in 30 minutes, a tale of two Orioles players going in opposite directions. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Your Fox 45 forecast, turning mostly cloudy today. Highs still reach the mid-60s, but we do have a chance for a few showers later this afternoon and this evening. After that, partly cloudy and cool tonight. Temperatures drop back into the low 50s. A better chance for rain by Wednesday. We've actually got some steady rain at times, even a few isolated storms, and highs in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Epic parties start at Staples. You can grab Party City balloons, decorations, and tableware, plus matching custom invites, banners, and more right at Staples. That was easy.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, again, thank you, Senator Johnny Ray Sally, for joining us. Don't forget, his event is May 15th. Just follow him on Facebook if you can. And go ahead and grab your tickets. As he mentioned, Ed Hale, the gubernatorial candidate, they are good friends. He'll be there as well. And so if you have questions for Ed Hale, that'll be a great time to ask those questions. We did talk a little bit about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Again, thank you, excuse me, for our last caller kind of pointing out there. Brian, thank you so much for calling in. Meanwhile, notice, Brian, you're just living the American dream there. He's got a place in Dundalk. He's got property in Virginia. He's got a trailer. He's got like, wait a minute. What else you got going on over there, Brian? Living the dream. But you know what? He made some really great points there, because that bridge down there, you know, where I grew up, it did not take that long to build. And the price tag was nowhere near this $5.8 billion? That's ridiculous. And we saw the renderings, we saw the blueprint. I mean, look, I don't know, you know, how much of that goes into the demolition, you know, portion of it. But, you know, I'm hoping that they'll stay on top of this, because in my view, again, this is just my opinion. I think with this, you know, high price tag and the way that Governor Wes Moore barely even mentions the bridge, I have a feeling that he doesn't plan to get anything done before he believes he's heading off to the Oval Office. That's what I believe. That's what I believe. I think they're going to, you know, have contractors that are going to come in, and, you know, they'll be friends of his, and they'll get some of these checks here and there. But I don't think it's going to be finished anywhere near 2030. And I think they're going to use this bridge as a cash cow. That's what I believe they're going to do. Speaking of which, did you guys hear yesterday? Hakeem Jeffries was in the Capitol yesterday. I don't even know why he was speaking at the podium. I don't even know what was going on there. But he did say that data centers will be a priority for the Democrat Party. Now, the Politico has the story. And the headline is just, Jeffries says AI data centers will be Dem priority. And it goes through, and it talks about how he was talking about it yesterday. And he says, you know, he signaled Monday that shielding consumers from rising electricity costs associated with the data center boom would be a priority of the Democrats. Artificial intelligence agenda should they win back a majority. Now, this is interesting because right now you've got these AI companies, right? Most of them, many of them, they're on board with the Trump administration, right? And the Meta and all these people. They love President Trump. And so now Democrats are standing up saying, oh, no, we're doing data centers. Here in the state of Maryland, you see Westmore all over it. We talked about this when they were introducing or proposing it in Harford County. Tom Sadowski and all those characters, you know, they're, you know, part of that Democrat Party, that stronghold here in Maryland. And it's like they're trying to jump on this, in my view, because they're looking at, you know, the kickbacks galore that they can get out of this situation. So they want to be on, this is their message, right? They don't have a message right now. They know they're going into the midterms with absolutely nothing except for, oh, I hate Trump, orange man bad, no kings, right? Right? That's their messaging right now. That's the Democrat Party messaging. And, you know, Governor Westmore actually pointed this out. Over the weekend, he was in California with Bill Maher. I don't know if you guys saw some of those clips floating around. But he said that to Bill. He said, well, you know, we don't really have a message right now. We got to get a hold of that. So now you've got Jeffries, you know, shouting on the, again, I don't even know why he was there yesterday. You could see him. He's like, he's right there at Stat Hall. I don't know why he was there. It says here he was outside of the House chamber. Again, I don't even know why. So so it must be to get in front of this thing. And that's what I wanted to kind of bring to you. Again, you can read it in the Politico. But this is going to be their message. They're going to pretend, just like, you know, you had Governor Moore saying, oh, quantum computing, right? And then, you know, those corporations, those companies, they said, oh, wait a minute. How much are you going to charge us to do quantum computing in Maryland? Oh, no, we're going to Tennessee. But I guarantee you, the Democrats are going to emerge, and many of them are going to get this talking point. Oh, you know, data centers are going to be great. It's going to be great for AI. They're going to have to bring their own electricity with them, their own grid, because that's what President Trump said in his State of the State address. And they're going to act like it was their idea. And they're going to act like they're the ones that are like the heroes in this whole data center and energy situation, when they are the ones that got us in this terrible situation, thanks to the environmentalist lobbyists that have been basically, you know, getting their way with the Democrat Party this entire time. And we talked about this last week. Again, Delegate Mike Griffith, thank you so much for coming in. And he easily explained how we got here as far as our energy bills. If you missed that show, it is archived at WCBM.com. It's on every podcast platform. And, of course, it's at WCBM's app as well. WCBM 680 is free in the App Store. You know, we're here because of the Democrat Party. And they're going to try to come in like there's some savior, and they're swooping in like they're fixing the problem. This is what they do every time. They create a problem, and then they swoop in like they're the heroes. It's really, they've got nothing. And I think Curtin Edgewater pointed this out earlier today. You know, it's like, you know, look, I don't know why people are still voting Democrat. I don't either. So here you've got Hakeem Jeffries yesterday on Capitol Hill making this huge statement. And there was a ton of press there, too. A ton of press. And he had to have called them himself. They weren't there for any other reason. The Senate chamber, you know, the Senate, they convened yesterday. I was down there around 3 p.m. So you had, you know, Chuck Schumer and friends talking about how they still don't want to fund DHS. Not sure if you guys saw that. But the House wasn't doing anything. But then all of a sudden, Jeffries calls this huge press conference. And it's just like, dude, what is happening? Just so you can make this announcement? But this is what they do. This is what they do. So anyways, just keep your eye out on that. If you want to read about it, it's in the Politico today. That came out last night. So it has last night's timestamp on it. All right. We were, again, talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge with Senator Johnny Ray Sailing. I've got Bruce at Timonium. Bruce, did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, Kim, I said it before, and I'll say it again so it stays in people's heads. The Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel is 17 and a half miles long, and it took 3.5 years to build. Francis Scott Key Bridge is, what, a mile long? It's going to take us 5 or 6 years? That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, Bruce, let me ask you this. Do you think that do you think they raised the price tag because really Governor Moore doesn't want to deal with it? Because that's my hunch. What do you think is happening?
No, I'm more pessimistic and sarcastic than that. I think they're trying to get the price up so everybody who wants to steal from the project makes sure they get enough in their pockets.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll see some of that money in Governor Moore's presidential campaign. I'm certain of it.
We're going to see a government award to a Ilhan Omar type thing where it's like, oh, I'm only worth $30,000, and then 2 months from now he'll be worth $30 million, and then he'll claim it's all an accounting mistake. And
yeah.
One more thing real quick,
yep.
Jim. A while back when I told you, I'd asked you to listen to a song called People Get Ready. Did you ever get a chance to listen to it?
I forgot about that, Bruce. I can't even lie to you. I forgot.
Well, I emailed it to you, so now you can pull it up.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. That makes it a lot easier.
Day.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. Yeah, no, I definitely think people want to get their cut on it. But I didn't hear where anybody approved the 5 point whatever billion to build it. It's like, where is that check coming from? You know? And it's like, so it's like they're guaranteeing the impossible. Yet we need that bridge like yesterday. I was on 95 yesterday myself, just sitting there. It's so ridiculous. And as Brian called in before the break, and he was talking about how he's now pulling his trailer along 695. That's what makes things worse for us, too, even in the morning commute or the afternoon commute. And not to blame you, Brian, for pulling your trailer. You know, go ahead, live your life, you know. But I'm just saying, that's why we've got more traffic. We've got the tractor trailers. We've got the trailers. We've got people. How many boats have you been seeing being pulled across? There's so many boats that went down 695 these days. Because then now they've got to go around, just like, you know, our caller Brian pointed out. All right. You know, I did want to just get into what the question of the day is about. Didn't really do that yet. Should Jimmy Kimmel be canceled? Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. You can take the poll question at WCBM.com. It's also in the app. Your options are yes or no. It's comedy. And we're going to get into the results tomorrow, just as we did today when we talked about yesterday's results. But I wanted you to take a listen. I've got the NBC report because I wanted to make sure that you heard what Jimmy Kimmel had to say. And in my view, just as bad as his, you know, Charlie Kirk joke. Take a listen.
Tonight, President Trump is calling on Disney and ABC to fire late-night host Jimmy Kimmel for these comments during a parody of the White House Correspondents' Dinner that aired last Thursday.
And, of course, our First Lady Melania is here. Look at Melania. So beautiful. Mrs. Trump, you have a glow like an expectant widow.
The segment aired 2 days before prosecutors say a gunman tried to assassinate the president, who today slammed Kimmel for what he called a despicable call to violence, labeling the skit something far beyond the pale. The First Lady today saying his monologue about my family isn't comedy. His words are corrosive and deepens the political sickness within America, adding, enough is enough. Though Kimmel has not explained what he meant by the joke, the White House argues it was violent rhetoric.
Who in their right minds says a wife would be glowing over the potential murder of her beloved husband?
The backlash comes 7 months after ABC briefly suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live following the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
With the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them.
Days later, Kimmel returned.
You understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
ABC, its parent company Disney, and Kimmel's publicists have not responded to requests for comment.
Okay, that was NBC. I love how you should, like, try to force a tear. It was never my intention to mock the murder of a young man. That's exactly what he was doing. That's exactly what he's doing. But not only that, and I will say, maybe he wasn't intentionally trying to mock it, but he was trying to blame MAGA, if you recall, for Charlie Kirk's assassination. And they kept saying, you know, the storyline, the narrative in the very beginning from the mainstream media, because they were trying to get out ahead of it, they were trying to say it was a MAGA person that ended up, I guess, just having a mental breakdown and snapped. And he wanted to take out Charlie Kirk. And so then, of course, many of us knew that that was not the case. And, you know, this Tyler Robinson, allegedly, right? He's still got to go to trial here. He's innocent till proven guilty. But Tyler Robinson was clearly dating a trans furry person. And Charlie Kirk would talk often about how he believed being, you know, this whole gender, what is it called, dysphoria, was a sin. He said that they were not properly I guess, you know, dealing with the issue, and the doctors were taking advantage of it. And look, I feel the same way in many instances. I look at the whole trans thing, and I said this before. It's like if you look at the stats, right, it's like the trans people, they all start out in therapy, right? That's how it all starts. They're in therapy. They're on medication for depression or anxiety. And then it seems to escalate. And then it escalates to, well, you know, now your therapist is telling you you might feel better, right? You might get rid of this anxiety or depression if you switch genders and that you take this hormone therapy. That's what it seems like is happening. So you've got doctors that are making a ton of money off of this, and they're pushing it. And, of course, the parents are like, you know, whatever to make my kid happy, yeah, let's do it, because they're so depressed and I can't take it and they can't take it. And then, of course, the kid or that young person is thinking, oh, yeah, that's what it is. I'm just in the wrong body. I feel like they convince these families of this, and then all at the same time, there's stuff in their pockets, you know. The doctors through all of it. But that's what Charlie Kirk would say, a lot of the same thing. And so if you're Tyler Robinson and you're trying to be, you know, the hero for your trans-furry boyfriend or whatever that is, then of course, you know, you're going to try to, I guess, you know, take things into the matters into your own hands. That's what happened. But Jimmy Kimmel said that it was a MAGA extremist. Remember? Because Tyler Robinson's parents are, in fact, MAGA. So he was able to push that narrative. So the whole fake crying thing is ridiculous. But on top of it, what I will say is, with Melania Trump and President Trump, you know, President Trump did make a post on Truth Social. He's also saying that he wants to see Jimmy Kimmel fired once and for all. Melania is saying enough is enough. We do have some sound here from Caroline Leavitt. She did address it at the White House press conference yesterday. Take a listen.
For example, as the First Lady of the United States pointed out this morning, just 2 days prior to the shooting, ABC's late night host Jimmy Kimmel disgustingly called First Lady Melania Trump an expectant widow. Who in their right minds says a wife would be glowing over the potential murder of her beloved husband? And having experienced what I did with the First Lady on Saturday night, I can tell you that she was anything but that. This kind of rhetoric about the president, the First Lady, and his supporters is completely deranged, and it's unbelievable that the American people are consuming it night after night after night. As President Trump said on Saturday night at this podium, we as Americans must recommit ourselves to resolving our differences peacefully and uniting around the shared values that make our country.
All right. And so that was Caroline Leavitt, press secretary. She promises this is her last press briefing before she goes to maternity leave. Remember, it was supposed to be on Friday, and then everything happened over the weekend. But she also, you know, you could see she was visibly upset even talking about it. It's a poor judgment for sure. And the fact that Jimmy Kimmel was just in trouble for saying something, you know, just as vile. Anyways, I want to get your thoughts on it. Question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. You can also take the poll question right there on the app. Should Jimmy Kimmel be canceled? Yes or no, it's just comedy. In the text line here, a texter says, I don't think Jimmy Kimmel should be canceled, but I do believe he should be deeply investigated as a co-conspirator to make sure that he didn't have any financial dealings with this guy, Cole. There's too much of a coincidence in the timing of the joke and the attempt. Disney may be forced to suspend him, depending on the results of the investigation. That's Eric in Baltimore. Eric, I don't know if, you know, Jimmy Kimmel would have anything to do with this guy, Cole, but I understand that a lot of people, you know, your mind, it goes in many different directions. What I did notice, did you guys notice that no one's talking about this guy's race? Did you notice that? If this guy, because as soon as, remember the whole thing with Tim Crooks over there in Butler, Pennsylvania? One of the main pieces of the story was that he was white. I noticed this mixed gentleman, no one's talking about that. Did you notice that? I thought that was interesting. I don't think any celebrity was involved in this, personally. I did get a text here from Susan. Susan says, Kim, you know, he might not get life, because I said I believe he'll get life. She said, don't forget John Hinckley. And, of course, you know, Susan, great catch on that one. But then I went back and I was like, well, wait a minute. And then I saw, now remember, John Hinckley, he is the attempted assassin of Ronald Reagan at that same Hilton Hotel in Washington, D.C. Believe it or not, I did see where he actually did an interview yesterday with The Hill. And he talked about how there's really no security at all at this hotel. And that's why he was able to do what he did. Anyways, with that, he was charged, John Hinckley, he was charged with attempting to kill the president, assault on a federal officer, use of a firearm during the commission of a federal felony, assault with a dangerous weapon, assault with the intent to kill while armed, assaulting a police officer with a deadly weapon, carrying a pistol without required license. Now, don't forget, he had ended up with the verdict not guilty on all counts by reason of insanity. Okay? He was institutionalized. I mean, we'll see how this plays out. But I don't think there's anything right now that shows that this guy, Cole, is insane, right? He's got the manifestos. They're well written. He warned his family beforehand. I mean, he took the train from California to D.C. And remember, the guy Hinckley, remember, he was attempting to gain the attention of Jodie Foster. Okay, so he was, you know, I guess in their minds, clinically insane for that piece of it. Anyways, great catch there, Susan. Hopefully this guy will be convicted on all counts, not found not guilty because of reason of insanity. I would hate to see that. All right, coming up next, I got some more text messages to read. And then also, just kind of want to fill you in on the lead inspectors. We didn't get to talk about it yesterday, so stay right there.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Every 65 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's disease. Many don't even know it.
I was lucky. We caught this at the very earliest stages. Pieces of my past are being erased.
Bright Focus Foundation's Alzheimer's Disease Research Program has invested more than $175 million in breakthrough research. Call us at 1-855-345-6237 or visit us online at brightfocus.org/brainhealth to learn more.
Previously on Casey and Company.
And now we all heard it. We heard the boos. We saw a reaction to the boos. So you can pretend it didn't happen, Governor. But we heard it. We saw it. And now there's evidence. There's polling data that indicate you're not one of the most popular governors in the country. Your popularity has been slipping. Frankly, shocked it's as high as 48% approval.
Start your morning with Maryland's wake-up call. Casey and Company. Weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right, we're talking about Cole Allen. He has now been charged. There's three counts so far against him. Judge Denise Pirro said there should be more on its way. But he's being charged with attempting to assassinate the president. We were also talking a little bit about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. You know, you had Governor Wes Moore on Bill Maher over the weekend. And I didn't see where, I will say that I saw like clips of the interview, but I didn't see where he even spoke about the bridge at all with Bill. And, of course, Bill didn't ask about it because he probably didn't even thinking about it. But it seems as though that's no longer a talking point. And I don't see where any progress is being made. We had Brian call in from Dundalk. We had Senator Johnny Ray on the phone with us. And it doesn't sound like they believe there's any progress being made at all. Let's see. In the text line, I've got Matt. He says, when it comes to government spending, the overpriced bridge and lack of progress is, in my opinion, 100% going to have money siphoned off into pockets of Moore and whoever else. It's like the movie War Dogs, where two guys win a government arms contract and underbid it by $53 million. Because there is that much fluff in these contracts. Again, in my opinion, they line the pockets of the people involved, greasing the wheels, if you will. Yeah, Matt, I don't think you're wrong at all with that assessment there. It's unfortunate that, you know, taxpayers are on the hook, but, you know, what's new? John, our friend John, the firefighter in Baltimore, he says, Kim, I do think Jimmy Kimmel is reprehensible and disgusting. However, us conservatives got mad during the Biden administration when many of us were being canceled because of our comments and our views. Money talks, and I think a better way to deal with Kimmel is just to boycott his show and any of the sponsors. But with that being said, I do not think he should be fired. We can't be hypocrites when it comes to this. Again, that's John in Baltimore. Yeah, John, you know, that's why this is a question of the day. Again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate at WCBM.com. We'll get to the poll results tomorrow. But do you think Jimmy Kimmel should be canceled? Yes, or your other option there is no, it's just comedy. Let's see, we've got a texter who says, the Key Bridge is just another opportunity for this administration to fleece the taxpayers. Absolutely, absolutely. Deborah says, this seems like there are too many Biden blank or leftovers. Oh, you know what, Deborah, you're right about that too. There's been a lot that President Trump and this administration has had to clean up because Biden was not doing a good job. That's another thing. Pete Buttigieg, I know he was standing out there for the photo ops with the Key Bridge, but he didn't do much about it either. And you know what? I don't think he mentions it at all. I guess why would he, right? He's, his mind is somewhere else. All right, coming up next, so much more to discuss. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come local. Local topics next.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically for rescue natural supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code RELIEF. Powered by patent collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call Product Consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with code RELIEF.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Britain's King Charles being welcomed at the White House ahead of Oval Office talks with President Trump and then a visit to the Capitol.
For only the second time, a British monarch will address the United States Congress. King Charles will follow in his mother's footsteps this afternoon when he speaks to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Queen Elizabeth II addressed Congress in 1991 after the first Gulf War. Then this evening, the King and Queen will be guests of honor at a state dinner at the White House, hosted by the President and First Lady.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. The 31-year-old California man accused in the attack outside the White House correspondents' dinner in D.C. last weekend is in a lot of trouble. He's facing three charges.
The first count is attempted assassination of the President of the United States. This count is punishable by up to life in prison.
Acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche.
The second count is interstate transportation of a firearm to commit a felony. This is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. And the third count is discharge of a firearm during a crime of violence, which is punishable by a mandatory minimum term of imprisonment of 10 years, a maximum of life, and the 10 years is consecutive to any other sentence imposed.
The U.S. Attorney for D.C., Jeanine Pirro, says Cole Thomas Allen could face additional charges on top of those. The United Arab Emirates has announced it will be leaving OPEC, effective May 1st, stripping the oil cartel of one of its largest producers and further weakening its leverage over global oil supplies and prices. The Trump administration appears unlikely to accept Iran's offer to end the war and its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. That's because the Iranians apparently are not willing to abandon their nuclear pursuit. The Dow is down about 22 points and NASDAQ off more than 300. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. A man who was shot by ICE agents in Glen Burnie on Christmas Eve has pleaded guilty to damaging government-owned vehicles. Portuguese immigrant Tiago Alexander Sousa Martins was shot by federal officers after they stopped him, but he drove his van back and forth, hitting two ICE vehicles and causing $17,000 in damage. As Sousa Martins drove forward, another agent shot at him 13 times, injuring Sousa Martins and a passenger in one of the ICE vehicles who was already in federal custody. A federal judge sentenced Sousa Martins to time served of 103 days, and he must pay $1,000 in restitution. And the principal of Athelton High School is on leave following a video that appears to show him having an emotional interaction with students in the school cafeteria. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds open a three-game set with the Astros tonight at Camden Yards with a tale of two players going in opposite directions. On the up, Sam Basayo, putting together some impressive at-bats for the Birds. Best line of the day in Basayo belonged to Gunnar Henderson.
He has the stupidest juice I've seen. He can flip a ball, and it seems like he comes 105 off the bat or something like that. No, it's just a matter of time. He's got unbelievably talented.
Basayo now 9-for-17 over his last four games, two homers, four driven in. On the downside, center fielder Colton Cowser, batting just 200 with 20 Ks in 55 at-bats. President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias was asked if he'd consider sending Cowser down.
I wouldn't say anything like that. I mean, you know, he's frustrated. We know the talent level's there. He's frustrated. You know, right now, he's helping us, and we need him on the team.
The first step in acclimating rookies to life in the NFL begins this Friday for the Ravens when the team invites all of its first-year players to rookie minicamp. Among those will be second-round draft pick Zion Young.
I'm a fan of Baltimore, period. You know what I mean? I'm a fan of the way they play, how fast they play. I'm looking forward to bringing the Super Bowl back to Baltimore. However it takes, whether I got to be the kicker, I'm looking forward to that.
The standout edge rusher from Missouri earned 2025 first-team All-SEC honors after transferring from Michigan State. Also voted the player of the game in the Senior Bowl. Coming up in 30 minutes, the hits keep on coming for the Gilman grad. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Whitstat. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Whitstat. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when When you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time, 1107. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, temperatures fall back into the low 50s. We are looking at a washout of a Wednesday with rain and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
55 degrees in Bel Air, 57 in Edgemere, and 53 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Yes, it's only Tuesday. If you are a little sleepy, a little tired like me, it's only Tuesday. All right. So just get up, push through it, be productive. If you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We were talking to Senator Johnny Ray Sailing earlier. Of course, many of you guys also weighing in. And we got the conversation about the Francis Scott Key Bridge going, and still some disheartening answers there. You know, Senator Sailing, he does represent Dundalk there in Annapolis. And he was there on the ground as a bridge collapsed over 2 years ago. And he hasn't left. And he's been, you know, the one that's in communication with the Trump administration and just trying to figure all this out so they can get the bridge up, you know, swiftly, you know, efficiently. And of course, we would love to see it under budget, but it doesn't look like it's moving anytime soon. We were also talking about his upcoming event. If you want to check it out, don't forget to follow Senator Johnny Ray Sailing on Facebook and other social media platforms. But he does have an event coming up on May 15th. And he said Ed Hale Sr. will be there. He's one of the gubernatorial candidates in the Republican primary. And so if you have any questions for Ed, you might want to go ahead and buy a ticket to Senator Sailing's event. It's going to be at Costa's, which, like I said, the food is always good. I've been to that breakfast many a times. Also, we were talking about Melania Trump and President Trump. They're calling for Jimmy Kimmel to be canceled. Jimmy Kimmel with another, you know, pretty crazy joke. But, you know, it is a joke. And that's why the question of the day, and we'll get into the results tomorrow morning at 9:35 a.m. But the question of the day, should Jimmy Kimmel be canceled? Your options, yes or no, it's just comedy. And in case you missed it, we also got into the results from yesterday's poll question. And many of you believe that Secret Service did not do everything they could do to make sure that the Hilton Hotel in D.C. was absolutely secure. Now, many of you did believe they did a great job, but the majority said no. They did not do a great job. And so we'll continue to wait and see what the final verdict will be when they really get down to how they prepared. And that's my whole thing, in case you missed my my point on it. I believe that in the moment, Secret Service did a great job. As far as preparation, not so sure. I am not so sure. We did talk about Hakeem Jeffries just a little bit. It gave him about 3 minutes or so. But there's an article in the Politico if you want to check it out. Apparently, data centers, according to Hakeem Jeffries, is going to be a Democrat priority leading into November. So it sounds like that's going to be their talking point, right? They're going to talk about affordability. They're not going to deliver no solutions. You know, I think we can point to Mamdani on that one in New York City. You know what? We should have a day where we talk about what he's been up to. But on top of that, you know, when it comes to data centers, when you heard from President Trump with the State of the Union address, he said then, yeah, if they want to build data centers, these AI companies are going to have to come with their own electricity because we just cannot put that on the grids here, you know, in any state at this point. And so now Democrats are kind of, you know, latching on and they're like, oh, yeah, data centers, that's our thing. Yeah, that's us. We're telling them to bring their own energy, right? Meanwhile, they have done just the opposite for the last how many years? Because even when President Trump was in last time around, he was talking about being energy independent. That was a huge talking point. Because again, you had Barack Obama and friends that had put us in a position where we were not independent. And so they went back to those ridiculous policies under Joe Biden. Again, Curtin Edgewater, he called earlier. Why do people vote Democrat? You got to explain it to us. I don't get it either. I don't. I really don't. So we were talking about all those great things. I did want to mention, because, of course, Senator Donnie Ray Stalling said that Ed Hale is going to be at his event. I wanted to mention you had Gary Collins with Spotlight on Maryland. He did sit down with both Ed Hale Sr. and John Myrick, both Republicans in the gubernatorial primary. Just so you guys know, Mr. Larcom, I did reach out to him because he was commenting and posting to me on Facebook. And I did. I gave him my email address. I have not received the email as of yet. But any of those gubernatorial candidates, you know, are welcome to come on the show and make their case. And I even told Mr. Larcom, because I guess some feel like they're not getting a fair shake. Also, if you're a candidate running for office, don't forget, you probably know about the equal airtime laws, but it's not our job to call you. All right, you call us. I do it because I'm nice. All right, I'm a very nice person. Sometimes a little too nice when it comes to people running for office. And of course, I want, you know, obviously the audience to be able to hear from you so they can see what their options are. But you know, just keep in mind the hosts of these shows, they're not supposed to call you to see if you get your equal airtime. That's not a thing. And I think some people are very confused on that one. So I wanted to clear that up, number one. But I did send him my email address. Hopefully he'll get back to me. Because I told him if he wants, he could come here in studio. We could give him an entire hour and he could take phone calls as well. As I mentioned, when I did the, I helped moderate that debate in Annapolis with Tory Snow and Euripsy Morgan. You had all those candidates there and I thought they all sounded really good. And I think they all bring something unique to the table. And I want you to be able to hear from each candidate. So anyways, I just wanted to mention that. But Ed Hale Sr. and John Myrick did sit down with Gary Collins because Gary Collins is still trying to get the military records of our fearless governor, Governor Wes Moore. And he does not seem to want to hand them over. So he asked Ed Hale and John Myrick about their military records. Take a listen.
Why he's not releasing his records is astounding to me, actually.
Businessman and Baltimore Blast owner Ed Hale, now running for governor, is publicly questioning Governor Wes Moore's refusal to release his full military record.
Well, I enlisted in the Air Force. I was a medic. Not a real good one.
Hale was the first Republican candidate for governor we spoke to last week about his service.
I went into the military. I served in my time. I happened to love it. I loved marching. I loved drilling.
After slamming Moore for not releasing his military records, we pressed Hale on his own.
Mr. Hale, would you release your full military records?
Yes, I would.
And when do you expect to do that?
Well, when asked, I don't know, when you, who's going to get there? Now, I was in from November 66 to 1968. And where are you going to find those records? I have no clue. You're on your own.
Hours later, Ed Hale provided us this authorization, giving us access to all of his military records. John Minnick, another Republican in the race, said he will do the same.
When?
Whenever you want it. I'll be more than happy to do that. And I would encourage any candidate, again, at any level, who has served in the military to be equally as forthcoming, including Governor Moore.
Governor, back in Maryland last month, Governor Moore's office promised the release of his military records.
We'll come back to you with those records. I know that you, our team and your team are in active negotiations, which you know, and we'll come back to you.
To date, our team has obtained one document from the governor's office. 34 records were gathered through a months-long Freedom of Information Act request battle with the U.S. Army.
Do you think that this is a situation where Marylanders should all demand to know who their governor is?
Absolutely, especially in the face of what's happened here. I believe that everything that he's done should be in full public view. You know, I've had a lot of warts and dents in my life, but I've tried. I worked hard. I tried to be as honest as possible. Did I have some screw-ups? Absolutely. But I own them. He doesn't own anything, it doesn't seem.
All right, that's Ed Hale Sr., and then there's an interview Gary Collins did the day before that. They have it up on their website, Fox 45, and on their YouTube channel, where he was with John Myrick. And John Myrick also signed a letter saying that he will ensure to hand over all of his military records as well. And so I don't know what Governor Wes Moore is hiding. I know we talked a little bit about this because it was made known maybe 2.5 weeks ago that Spotlight of Maryland was working on something and there was going to be some big shoe to drop. I still believe it has to do with his military records. maybe not necessarily the Bronze Star, the fact that he awarded himself, you know, 16 years later. But I think there's something there with his military records that isn't adding up. And I think when you're reading, like, the, remember Andrew Kerr, the reporter at the Washington Free Beacon, you know, he's been digging. You've got Gary Collins who's been digging. And even before that, while Governor Westmore was running for governor, you had Mackenzie Frost who was digging. And so when you're putting all these things together, in my view, I think some of the timelines aren't adding up. And, you know, even when it comes to, because they were very upset that yearbook page from Valley Forge was posted. And yes, there was an address on there, and they felt like it was doxing someone. There was an address on there, but you could tell they were upset that it was made known that Governor Westmore was a proud college Republican. But that shouldn't be that upsetting as well, because he was at the Bush Center. His White House fellowship was with Condoleezza Rice. And that's what I told you guys a million times. If I ever get an opportunity to ask him any questions, my first question is, when did you switch parties and why? Because, again, I don't think he actually switched parties. I don't think he believes anything that he's saying now. I think this is a script. It's been handed to him. I think when he does those social media videos, which is a lot easier for him, I think they have a teleprompter and he reads right off the teleprompter. This is why I got really upset, because with Dan Cox, running for governor the first time around in 2022, that debate, it killed me inside, because Dan Cox is very intelligent, very knowledgeable on the issues. He knows policy. He knows law. He's, knows constitutional law. For me, that should have been a steamroll for Dan Cox. Now, you never know how you're going to do in a debate until you get there, right? And maybe he was a little nervous. I think the same thing with Governor Larry Hogan when he was debating Angela Alsobrooks. I think, as soon as you say something that's not flattering or it seems a little off the wall, what do? They want to call you a racist. That could have been another issue for Dan Cox. Maybe he was thinking at that moment, I better choose my words wisely. Because they'll call him a racist, right? They were all already calling him an extremist and a MAGA extremist. So he might had to felt like, I got to be a little more reserved here. I don't know. I didn't talk to him about it. But Governor Westmore, it was clear that he was, reading talking points, basically. He was very scripted the entire debate. I think if any moderator that was really, doing an honest job, if they would have asked Governor Westmore, to explain some of the policy issues that he supports, I don't think he can do it. I don't think he can do it. I think he knows the basic bullet points. That's it. There was a clip I saw, Tori Snow posted it yesterday. I might have to grab it off of his page. I was trying to see, if I could find the clip without Tori's commentary, but I can't find it. But Governor Westmore on Bill Maher yesterday made a very interesting comment. You know what? I will find it. There's no curse words on that one, Brian, the producer. I will find it because I thought it was extremely interesting. And again, he was Frederick Douglass. Remember that first Halloween? He was in the governor's mansion. And the reporter asked him, she's like, so who are you? And he's like, oh, I'm Frederick Douglass, right? And he had on like the wig and he had on the whole getup. And she says, so why Frederick Douglass? And he said, well, that's my idol. Really? Frederick Douglass is the idol of a progressive Democrat? But, the reporter, she just stops there. She was like, oh, nice. I was like, dude, ask him how does that, how does that line up? Like, what do you mean that's your idol? What? See, there's that question alone. I think that question alone, when did you become a Democrat and why? I think that would reveal a lot. I really do. I really do. Because his answer would be the truth, right? If he could tell the truth. The truth would be, I switched parties because it's easier to run as a Democrat. You would get George Soros money. Remember, he was with Open Society. His wife, Dawn Moore, worked for Lieutenant Governor at the time, who's now AG Anthony Brown. And it only made sense for him to be a Democrat and push progressive policies that George Soros likes. That's how he was going to get the money to get to the Oval Office. But when it comes to the ideas, when it comes to policies, when it comes to things that he supports, that's why he's on the other side of the whole reparations commission. Right? The reparations thing? Remember, he was like, no, we're not doing that. And then the Democrats in Annapolis were like, what are you talking about? We need a reparations commission. He doesn't want his fingerprints on any of that. Because if you ever read any of the writings of Frederick Douglass or anyone on the right side of the aisle at that point in time, black Republicans, they were against reparations even then. So I look at me going off on this tangent. I will look for that clip because he made a very interesting comment on Bill Maher on Saturday. And that's what I'm kind of looking for now. I'm looking for the real Wes Moore, right? What is this book called? The Other Wes Moore? I'm looking for the real Wes Moore. I don't think he's emerged as of yet. But I'm watching. I'm watching very closely. All right, coming up next, a couple stories to talk about locally real quick. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment, hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversations with old friends. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it doesn't. But if it does, no matter what your age, I want you to call our friends at Audiology Associates. The number is very easy, 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 45 years. For your convenience, they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area, so all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Ages Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. I did send the clip over to Brian. Like I said, it was just a very interesting comment. Now that I watched, you know, Governor Wes Moore, it was like some of the interviews, you know, some of the times, you know, he goes on MS Now or CNN or, you know, Meet the Press, whatever. He's constantly using the same talking points. But there are some times where he's caught off guard and the real Wes Moore starts to, like, seep out, right? It's just like, and he did it a couple times with Bill Maher because, I guess because of the format, right? It's a very long, drawn-out show. What is that, like an hour show or so? It's a long show, and Wes Moore decides to do a lot of talking. So I was looking at some of the clips, and I was like, huh, interesting, interesting, interesting. And then I came across the clip that Tori Snow shared. It's not playing yet. Okay, we'll come back to that in a second. But I do want to share it to you. I'll share it for you, hopefully, by the end of the show. If it doesn't play there, Brian, let me know because I can go find it, you know, somewhere else. He might have posted it on X. But it's another one of those things where you're just like, well, that's interesting, right? You Frederick Douglass is your idol? Really? Progressive Democrat? Okay, right? Right? Anyways. I did want to mention, if I could, yesterday I wanted to get to this story, but I didn't really get a chance to get to it. But it was just about the lead inspections. First and foremost, you know, running in Baltimore City, just so you know, one of the things I heard about the most, I think, from any Baltimore resident was the lead. And I thought it was interesting because it's like, you know, you have, especially in some of the areas we were in West Baltimore, you have some places, you know, they might have like the slumlords and they've got, you know, they know for a fact they've got lead in the walls, lead in the paint, things like that. And there were a lot of people that would complain about the lead, you know, often when we would knock doors. And I was saying, I'm like, you know, even to my team at the time, I'm like, why is lead? What's going on in Baltimore City with the lead? And some of the parents, they were like, well, you know, with this lead, I even think that's why my kid's not doing so well in school. And then he found out about the, you know, the lead that was in the water and the reason that they had some of the trash bags and some of the water fountains in the schools. And I'm like, what is going on with the lead? You know, you guys know, I grew up in Southern Maryland. We don't hear about any of this stuff, right? We don't have murders, you know, the homicides, the non-fatal shootings. You don't, you know, talk about lead paint. You don't, like none of these things exist in a normal city or normal town, right? It's a Baltimore City issue. Anyways, meanwhile, try to convince a Democrat voter of that. They won't hear it. They'll say, well, every city's going to have some crime. And it's not that bad. The dirt bikes aren't that loud. It's like, ma'am, you know this isn't normal, right? Like, you know you shouldn't be living next to two vacant homes on either side of your house. You know, like, your neighborhood shouldn't be infested with rats, right? That's not a thing anywhere else. And they're so used to it. They don't get it. It's bizarre. Anyways, Maryland Matters has a story. Maryland could have identified fraudulent lead inspections sooner, auditors say. A legislative audit released on Thursday said deficiency in Maryland's inspection program for lead paint in rental homes made it easier for a string of fraudulent inspections to go undetected for several years. And this is what they were talking about. We were knocking doors. The Maryland Department of Environment fired back, arguing that auditors asked for more than the law currently requires. They noted that the agency officials were the ones who identified the problematic inspector, ultimately held responsible for about 1,500 falsified inspections. This is a concern, okay? And it has been for many people that rent in Baltimore City for decades. Anyways, I just wanted to put that on your radar. Maryland Matters has the story. Again, the headline is Maryland could have identified fraudulent lead inspections sooner, and that is due to an audit. Thank goodness for these audits, right? We found out about the foster kids, you know, in houses with sex offenders or living in Baltimore City hotels or the homeless shelters. We found out about the $8.5 million that went out of the door without any oversight. Now we're talking about the fraudulent lead inspections. You see, there's a lot going on in this state. A lot that we should get to the bottom of. All right, coming up next, more local stories. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Last weekend's attack on the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. has the Trump administration performing a complete review of presidential security. Saturday's encounter at the dinner resulted in shots being fired. 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen is charged with several things, including attempting to assassinate a president. Congressional Republicans point to the incident as another reason to support the president's White House ballroom project, providing a more secure venue for all kinds of events. Pomp and circumstance this morning at the White House as British royalty is welcomed. President Trump will then host the monarch for talks in the Oval Office, and King Charles will be addressing Congress on Capitol Hill. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 54 points, NASDAQ down 338. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Fan base starting to show some concern related to two Orioles stars, Trevor Rogers and Gunnar Henderson.
Rodgers' performance has declined with an ERA of 9.53 over his past three starts. The left-hander was asked, how hard is it to avoid the temptation of going back to the drawing board and starting from scratch?
It's really hard. Frenchie and I had a really good discussion after my bullpen in Kansas City, and I probably did too much as far as throwing too many pitches outside of my usual comfort zone. And
meanwhile, Gunner struggling at the plate.
I like to take some of the responsibility. I hadn't really been getting on base for the guys behind me.
The 24-year-old striking out at a 31% rate. It was a career-best 21% a year ago. Meanwhile, MLB action last night. The hits keep coming for the Gilman grad.
High drive, deep right field. It is very gone. What a blast to right field for Gavin Sheets. Holy Sheets!
Holy Sheets is right. The great Don Orsillo had the call on Padres TV. Sheets, the son of Larry, Gilman class of 14, his fourth of the year, second in four games, helping the Padres to a 9-7 win over the Cubs. Another great story among the Ravens draft haul is that of third-round pick Jacoby Lane, wide receiver out of USC, coached by Raven great Todd Heap in high school.
Todd is tenfold the best human being to really be around, and I think just being around him in high school kind of showed me the ropes on how to carry myself, and not only on the field, but off the field.
Later, when asked at his press conference, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta picked up the story.
I wasn't aware of the relationship initially, and when Jacoby told me, and he said, let me get him on the phone. Well, I was a little skeptical that Todd might pick up. But I thought it was like a good litmus test, and he picked up right away. And they started talking, and he said, guess where I am? Todd said, I'm ironically at the airport coming to Baltimore.
18 career touchdowns in three seasons for Lane, a red zone threat lauded as a 6'4 athletic mismatch. Coming up in 30 minutes, what led the Ravens to Vavenga Ioane. And that is Skyline Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got two unsettled days ahead of us. Actually, starting today, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and temperatures in the mid-60s. Drier tonight with temperatures falling back into the low 50s. We are looking at more rain on Wednesday and even some thunderstorms. Heavy rain at times with strong to severe storms by the afternoon and evening with highs in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's a new kind of energy at Starbucks. Try the all-new energy refreshers. Strawberry, acai, mango, dragon fruit, or the all-new mango strawberry. New energy refreshers only at Starbucks.
Entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Brian, the producer, you know, he does his job. Somehow he doesn't get sick of me. Maybe he does. He just doesn't voice that. That's a possibility. He just doesn't tell me. It never gets back to me. It doesn't. One day, you know what, real quick, Brian the producer is really good at impersonations. One day I'll be able to hear his impersonation of me. I'm going to be able to walk up right on him. He won't do it to my face. But he's really good. He can impersonate anybody. He's really good. All right, I just wanted to play this clip for you guys because, again, before the break, I was talking about Tory Snow and this clip that he had from Bill Maher and Wes Moore's show, the episode they had this weekend in California. And it's funny because I commented to Tory. I was like, this is interesting because it's almost giving desperation. And we know that right now, Governor Moore, his approval rating is really low. and he's really trying to get back above 50%. And I'm at the point now where I think he's going to do whatever it takes to get there. Because, again, his big dream is the Oval Office. He cannot lose, his reelection bid. But I want you to, you got to listen really close here. Listen to Governor Westmore's comment. Again, you'll hear Tory Snow, which is fine. We love Tory. We can hear Tory Snow. But listen to what Westmore has to say here. Again, this was on Saturday on Bill Maher.
What was keeping me or my family from saying, you know what, we have an idea.
Okay,
let's put a $250,000 bet that I won't win re-election.
Oh,
and then listening. I just basically tank it in. I stop going to work.
Oh, like
I go to my debate and I start stripping naked.
And well, then, that might. That's.
What was that? Like, there's a lot going on here. Did you see that woman's response? I don't know. I don't know. Desperate bid for I don't know. This is the governor of my state. Your guess is as good as mine. There's a lot going on there.
Again, that was Tory Snow reacting. But he heard Governor Westmore said, he'll go to his debate, start stripping naked. And I thought, what a great deflection tactic, number one. Number two, as Tory pointed out, the woman that was sitting right beside Westmore when he made that comment, she basically, her face turned red. And she was like, what? And, like, but that is a desperate comment to make. Again, very interesting. I don't think that his campaign manager, I don't think anybody told him to go that route. I think Westmore probably felt as though, because I watched, like I said, some of that interview with Bill Maher that he had, and he was talking about affordability. He was running out of talking points. He was running out of talking points, and Bill Maher started pointing out how things in Maryland are, in fact, expensive. And then Westmore then diverts and goes to this, well, let's think about me stripping naked. You couldn't, honestly, the way he manufactured that, and I thought, wow, this is getting crazy. Because that is, as Tory pointed out, that's a very desperate attempt to try to garner some votes, look over here, don't look over there. And I said, all right, I'm going to mark this one down. It's now in my book of the things that Governor Westmore has done and said that just does not make much sense. But if you're looking at it politically, okay. And so, yeah. So Governor Moore apparently is now talking about taking his clothes off. I don't know. I don't know. But there's lots of ladies that like him. And you know what? It could be a vote getter. You never know. All right. I do want to tell you guys a little bit about the fact that, remember the bus stop story in Towson? We talked about this last week. You had a bunch of girls stomping and kicking another young girl that was basically on the street. You had boys that were there that were at the bus stop, but they decided not to break up the fight. And it wasn't really a fight. It was a beatdown. You had like five or six girls on top of one girl kicking and stomping her head into the ground. It was horrific. And again, I said earlier in the show, I don't know how we got here where I see girls fighting in videos more than I see guys at this point. But beyond that, that story, just so you know, it has gone viral. It was posted by the New York Post yesterday. And there's many people weighing in online, especially on X, formerly known as Twitter. And I just wanted to let you know, here's again where we, end up on the national headlines. And it's for something like this. Now, in that article at the New York Post, it also talked about the mother going to the school and trying to provoke another fight between her daughter and another one of the girls that I guess she was originally beefing with, right? And then it talks about how that mother then goes outside of the school, even though she's banned now, goes outside of the school, and then she gets in a fight with another one of the parents. So if you're wondering why we made national news or how this week, it's because of that fight in Towson that our fearless leader, the Boulder County Executive, Kathy doesn't want to work Clausmeyer, does not want to address. And I bring this up again because we were talking about her spokesperson yesterday. And they're still acting as if the crime of Baltimore County, he'll say, oh, crime is down. You know, things are down. That's only if you're comparing it to last year, because Johnny Olszewski had things so high. Then, yes, if you're looking at the numbers, it is down just a bit. And the way that they're reporting things, as you all know, they're not reporting everything. But the crime is not down. Carjackings are still happening. Juveniles are still out of control. People are still being robbed at gunpoint at White Marsh Mall. You've got the teen hookups or linkups, whatever they call them. It's still all happening. And the fact that Kathy won't come out and address it, and you know what? That's another piece of this. We know she's not running for re-election. So she probably believes that she doesn't have to address it. Let's see. You've got a text here. Jack... Marty says, you say you never see Kathy Klausmeier, but I spend hours with her every day. Jack Daniels from Lynchburg. Yeah, I don't know about her, you know, if she has any issues with drink. I don't know. I have no idea. I've never seen her. Like, I'll see her sometimes, as you guys say, if she's at a, you know, signing of a citation or giving out an award, stuff like that. She'll show up for that stuff. And that's why I did give props to Delegate Nino Mangione, because if you noticed, and Marty, you pointed this out before, the Republicans don't really want to touch it. And that's also something that I'm not too happy about. For some reason, and maybe because Kathy, you know, worked across the aisle and she was in the General Assembly, but for some reason you've got Republicans in the Baltimore County region that do not want to call her out. Now, maybe they're thinking, oh, we got to get stuff done, and, you know, the only way to get stuff done is with the county executives, so we got to be nice. At this point, things are so bad, I wouldn't even worry about getting stuff done. I would be, you know, focused on, who are the two Republican candidates? You got Kim Stansberry and Pat Dyer running for county executive. You know, Rob Daniels, also independent, if you're thinking, you know, voting for an independent, or, you know, you've got a bunch of Democrats. I see Julian Jones. He's got signs all over the place now. So does Izzy Patoka. But you have a very crowded field here of those that are running for county executive. At this point, I would say, out of all of those on the list, I would say don't even worry about trying to get along with Kathy. I think it's best now for Republicans to really say, hey, you're just not doing enough. You're not doing enough at all. All right. I also wanted to bring up this little story here that I thought was interesting. You know, also talks about, you know, community and things like that. It's in the Baltimore Sun. It says Baltimore looks to boost black homeowner rates. I don't know if you guys saw this, but black residents in Baltimore are still much less likely to own a home than white residents, despite years of efforts by the city and the private sector to correct racial inequities in home ownership rates. Now, local leaders and realtors are hoping that outreach and education for potential black buyers could be the key to reversing the trend. It goes on to say, Baltimore's black population has long had lower rates of home ownership than any other racial groups in the city. Despite making up nearly 60% of the population, the trend stems from, this is what it says here, decades of redlining and disinvestment, right? The disinvestment. Who disinvest? Who did invest in these black communities? Was it the Democrat Party? That part always gets me. I get a kick out of that. It goes on to say, in predominantly black neighborhoods, in response, Baltimore City officials created programs to boost affordable housing in various ways, including incentives to transform vacant homes. Yeah, that's been a disaster. Yet the disparity in black homeownership remains an issue that leaders are trying to solve without much progress over the last decade. Could it possibly be those that are currently living below the poverty line, could it possibly be that there is really, you know, no incentive to live above the poverty line? This is something that I learned knocking doors in Baltimore City. You know, I look back at my 2020 campaign, and I think sometimes you ever think, like, why did God have me go through that? I learned so much during that campaign. I learned so much in that, you know, year's time. And you know, here I am knocking doors, meeting people. We're recruiting volunteers, we're recruiting staff members, and from neighborhoods where people complain about not having jobs or places, you know, even to apply for a job. And so we recruited right from the community. I was like, all right, I want to hire the people here. We were paying pretty decent over the minimum wage hourly. To drop off lint, to side wave, to drop off signage, you know, so we needed more staff. Well, we would, you know, go to some of our super volunteers or some people that were helping in some of the neighborhoods, and we would offer them a paid position with the campaign. And wouldn't you know it, many of them, and I will tell you, this one guy, Maurice, he's the one that really explained it to me, many of them did not want to take the position. Why? Because they were making more money on government assistance. Now think about this. We were offering more than minimum wage. We were offering more per hour. But they were making more with government assistance. And he said to me, he said, Kim, if I take the job with you, I'm going to lose my check from the government. He said, and that's the last thing I want to do. He said, I might lose my disability. I might, you know, lose my SNAP benefits. I might lose this, that, and the third, right? So what made it, you know, for him, it made more sense for him to just be a volunteer. He didn't want to have a job. And I said, well, this is crazy. And then he told me, he said, well, many people in my neighborhood feel the same way. Why would they go to work for, you know, and get an honest job when you add up the total of government-assisted checks, you're making much more with the government-assisted checks. And then they turn around and they say things like this, oh, black home ownership isn't happening. Well, no duh, all right? First and foremost, when you've got black families that are moving out, right, and they are looking for to own their own home, you think they're going to do it in Baltimore City? Yeah, right. The first thing they say is, I'm getting out of here. So they move their families out of Baltimore City. And they go to a neighborhood where the school district actually, you know, makes sense. They don't want to live on that same block. They did everything possible to get out. And then on top of it, you've got people like my friend Maurice, who says, you know what? I don't want to own a home. I don't want a job. I don't want to pull myself up by the bootstraps. I don't want a hand up. I want a hand out. I get more with the handouts. And so now you're seeing the same thing, and I know I don't have to tell you guys this, but you're seeing the same thing with the illegal immigrants. And so then I ask people that are constantly voting for this, like, why do you support this? Why do you support the Democrat Party? Explain it to me like I'm a toddler. Why? So now you've got this article in the Baltimore Sun, and they're talking about the redlining, the disinvestment. It was the Democrat Party that decided not to invest in West Baltimore. It's the Democrat Party that decided to basically allow all of those, you know, steel jobs, manufacturing jobs, and not replenish them with anything else. It was the Democrat Party that decided to run tourism out of Baltimore City. They're trying to run it out even further. Because now they're talking about the high-rises at the Inner Harbor. They're not even talking about doing anything that would generate any revenue. You see, this is the problem. The highway to nowhere, the failing school system, they don't want to opt into school choice. And then they go back and they say, well, do you remember redlining and white flight and the disinvestment? I do. And it's all thanks to you. Thank you. And it's all thanks to you and the people you support. Like, I guess they just think everyone's, you know, stupid, I guess. I don't know. But just so you know, in case you were wondering, those that are living below the poverty line in some of those neighborhoods that are renting all of their lives, many of them, like Maurice, would rather do that. You see, with me, if Maurice were, you know, if he was to get a job with me, he would have to work. So why wouldn't he just stay on government assistance where he's getting more and he doesn't have to lift a finger? And that's what's happening. And so you've got a lot of people, like we had Kenny Ebron that was on the show with us on Friday. You got a lot of people there in that Penn North corridor. Many of them are sitting there getting high and drunk all day long. They're getting government assistance. That's what's paying their bills. They're able to keep it afloat and they're able to get high from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every single day. And they're nodding out on the streets. And there are cases where, you know, the drug dealer comes in with something just a little too strong, even though that's how they like it. And then you see the overdoses. It's a sad state of affairs. But to the Baltimore Sun, you're not going to see more black residents and, you know, lining up to own their own homes. If they can get out, they're getting out. Yes, it's a predominantly black city, but not even the black people want to live there. That should tell you everything you need to know. And if they think they're going to sell these high-rise condos, they think in this city where the crime is bad, the carjacking, the dirt bikes, all this other stuff, the schools, no opportunity. They think they're going to sell million-dollar condos? That's how you know Mayor Brandon Scott and friends, either they're stupid or they're just so in on it, they're getting such a great kickback from it, they don't even care. Either way, you don't want them. All right, coming up next, a couple other stories to weigh in on. I got a couple text messages to read as well. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore, and they have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and you know what? It is about time that the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Now, whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealer, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You're going to get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or go to gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or go to jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Westmore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Westmore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shirai Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shirai Youssefi, Treasurer Andrew Horvath.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys. It's Carson Tuesday, a Democrat No Kings protester who gave money to Kamala Harris, repeating the words of Democrats like Tammy Raskin and Ted Lieu.
Oh, yeah? Well, right?
In his manifesto before attempting to shoot up the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and MSNBC can't figure out what it was all about. I know!
Maybe there is no intelligent life out there in the universe after all.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, I got a text here from Christopher in Kaysville. He says, I remember Healthy Holly. Yeah, Christopher, I remember that too. You know, it really is wild. It really is. Like, Baltimore, people, like, you ever go out of town and they're like, is the wire real? And, of course, you're like, well, yeah. But, you know, in your mind, you're thinking it's actually a lot worse than that. Right? There's a ripple effect to all of that stuff. And, It's a shame. And you know what, Joe, in Baltimore, I know sometimes you ask me when I'm going to start my nonprofit because we had to dissolve it before the race there in 2020. But, you know, I came upon some of those obstacles when I was running the nonprofit and getting women back to work. There were many of them. We would get them job interviews, whether it was like at, you know, Wegmans or this or that or the third. And, you know, a lot of them didn't have any, you know, they didn't have a set of skills where we could say, okay, you know, we could put them in a position where you need a college degree, things like that, right? A lot of the women, either they were coming to us after incarceration, after high school, or after rehabilitation. And so, you know, we would try to find them jobs which with a decent pay, right? You know, either hourly pay with, you know, the minimum wage or higher. And we would work with Maryland New Directions, which is a really good organization. You guys might be familiar with them. But they've been doing a great job for a long time. But there are many women that would come to me from Maryland New Directions. We would get them, you know, all fired up for their job interview. We did the makeovers, all that stuff. And then we would help them get to the interviews. Maryland New Directions would help them with the application process. So it was like, you know, we would work together. Well, I can't tell you how many times we would do a whole full-on makeover. We would do, you know, all these things. And so many of the women, they would go to the interviews. And, you know, we asked them, how was it? They're like, oh, I did a good job. And then they would end up declining the offer, declining the job, because they made more with the government assistance. And they didn't want to work as a cashier at Wegmans. And then when you start talking about how much money they're making, then they start thinking, oh, wait, am I going to lose my Section 8 voucher, right? I mean, like, all these things come into play. And then, like, you have this sick cycle, and it goes on for generations. That's why you got to just cut it off. Like, when they're talking about making, you know, Section 8 housing vouchers or the SNAP program, make it temporary. You have to do it, or they will be on it forever. You have to pull the plug. I know it sounds awful, but you got to do it. And I was hoping President Trump and, you know, I know they're doing stuff with the SNAP program in some other states in Florida. They can't buy the junk food and all that stuff. Well, anyways, just wanted to share that piece of it. For me, you know, and it was on my platform. I thought it was time to put an end to all that, you know, let these people go to work and understand what it's like to be a productive member of society. You feel good when you get up and go to work every day. And then you show your children the same. Anyways, how did we get on that conversation? Brian, the producer, I blame you. Just kidding. I had a lot of fun today, of course. I'm going to go home and take a nap so I can be ready for you tomorrow. Obviously, lots to talk about, even some topics we didn't get to today. Brian, the producer, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
For 75 years, our voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, we've pushed the science,
changed the laws,
raised the funds,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular disease research.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.